And you just can't control yourself.
Having a good old time over here.
Having a good time by himself over there. The credits ain't even on yet. Welcome to Weekly Roast and Toast here on DoubleToasted.com. The show has begun. We got Gums McGee on the
phone. All right, you know why.
That's all right. I know why.
I expected to walk in and y'all be in the middle of the pre-show.
We were going to score.
We were going to do a pre-show. We didn't start because we decided, because I had more show to put up. Okay. And I just said, I'm just going to take this time to just go in here and just prep some more.
Okay.
He wanted to get something to drink. And so that's why he laughed.
Okay.
I had to go.
All right. Yeah.
That's what happened. He wouldn't talk shit about you, know like that.
Hey, man, that's part of the job. I know that.
Yeah. Nah, man. He wanted to go to Barfly, and I wanted to go too. I ain't going to lie.
No, I'm going to Titty Bar.
Oh, you want to go next door.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Like I said, Titty Bar.
Yeah.
I said that for your birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
Next week.
Exactly.
Next week.
Exactly, man. Yeah, we got plenty of time to save up for that. Right. Going to a titty bar is like an investment now.
It's always an investment.
Yeah, them titties.
Time,
gonna, yeah,
money,
man.
Health.
Yeah, them titties have gone up in value, man. It's like the housing market, man. You know, everything has gone up. Oh, but welcome, everybody, to the show. Good to have you here. Now that Martin's here. Again, I apologize for the mix-up there. I did go in and just tell people, hold on, we'll start when you get here. I'll let everybody know what's happening. So
all right.
Everybody's
well,
cool.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I didn't let you know what was going on.
No,
I thought
no.
You knew.
No, just call me if that happens. Cause if I'm working all day, I'm prepping the show. So I did see it come up, but you know, when I get a notice for an email saying that there's a screening coming up, I usually think that screening is
sure, because they never get alerted on the day of.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't get those emails.
And I think it's a new person working with Fonz who doesn't have everybody's email.
Damn, this camera over here. Hold on.
I know.
Camera's off. Drunk and shit.
It's a Batman camera.
How's a Batman camera?
1966, where they always had the camera tilted.
The Bat-tooth camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, just getting set up here with Martin. I'm glad that y'all were patient and everything. The world is complete, and we can go ahead and get started here.
Right.
And
all right, before we get going, you know tomorrow's movie, where it's at.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I know. Yes, I know. You know why? Because they let us know days ahead of time. And
no,
it was on the calendar.
I don't mean it like that. You know, I'm just saying like it's far out.
No, I know. Well,
can I ask what tomorrow's movie is?
Yeah. So, what's that?
Can I ask what tomorrow's movie is?
Yeah, Mile 22.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't know. We'll talk about it even if we're going to do a show tomorrow or not. You know, maybe if it's too late, we can switch it to another day.
Okay. Well, that's what I was curious about.
Yeah. Well,
I was tentatively making plans for Thursday, but then I was like, you know what? In this situation, let me talk to him.
Yeah. We'll work it out after the show here. But we on the show right now. We've kept y'all waiting long enough. Let's stop y'all from waiting right now. And we got, hopefully we got a good show for y'all today.
Of course we do.
We got, it's Trailer Tuesday, and we have.
Trailer Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There's that new
Trailer Tuesday.
That Quiet Storm Trailer Tuesday right there.
Right.
Yeah, we have Trailer Tuesday, and we have one trailer tonight. Now, it's not the one that went up in the carousel, because that movie's not actually all that big. But Taraji P. Henson, you know, Hollywood stopped when Taraji P. Henson made a movie. She got a new movie out there from the producers of another successful black woman adventure that was out there. what's the name of this movie? Oh, What Man Want.
Oh, that's right. I saw
that.
Yeah. Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. As opposed to Mel Gibson telling us what women want.
Yeah. Shit, what men want.
Because he knows what that is, right?
Yeah.
People just
smile and blow me.
If you talk about what man want, man, I want Taraji P. Henson. If she can read my mind, she know that. Yeah, we'll talk about that trailer a little bit. Also have some news of the week, including all kind of cool things and some not so cool. Going to talk about hippo ass slapping. Mayonnaise is a big thing in the news right now.
Oh, I heard mayonnaise.
I know it sounds crazy.
I heard about that.
But yeah, so stay tuned. You're thinking right now. Some of you people out there, you don't like mayonnaise. You're kind of celebrating right now the news that we got out there. Some of you older folks like, I knew it. I knew it. Them goddamn millennials.
If you do like mayonnaise, you ain't gonna like it now.
Yeah,
I love mayonnaise.
Oh well, Martin, I
love it too.
A BLT ain't the same without mayonnaise.
Well, Martin,
and your tuna salad.
Martin, I hate to break the news to you. Then I'm glad I told you now. Brace yourself and look. You came here all happy too and everything. Mm-hmm. Oh,
I don't want to hear this.
You're going to fuck mayonnaise up for your ass. You ain't going to like mayonnaise no more. Yeah. I love mayonnaise too, baby.
Martin, you might want to put some mayonnaise in your ears right now. I don't think you want to hear this. And
save some mayonnaise.
Yeah, I had to make a feature about this because somebody said, would you please tell people what's going on with the mayonnaise right now? I said, I got you. And we got Stardust. Mr. Stardust says, you better pull that dust out, that feather dust out.
Can we just change the name of the website? Because we dust the stars on every show.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, man. Got to dust them stars, man, today. And that's going to be for Slender Man. Everybody is talking shit about that movie. Is there one person out there?
There has to be.
This is a Slender Man movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
My eyes have stinked. There has to be one person,
of course,
that enjoys the Slender Man movie. Maybe.
Come on, where's Porno Chris?
Yeah, he's always there. Yeah.
You see, I saw that y'all reviewed it. I was trying to wait for it.
Oh, well, don't wait. It's out there now.
No, y'all's review, I mean.
Oh, it's out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, believe me, I made it better. Save your money, watch the review.
Yeah. Now, there's a tagline for us.
I might start using that on here. Yeah. Double toaster. Save your money, watch the review. And we got emails, phone calls, and all Martin. Martin, you're going to be happy for this day.
I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be sad. What is it?
Both. You're going to be happy and then sad.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you something that's going to make you rejoice before we get to the madness.
What's that?
You're going to have to wait. hold on. Just stop. Just settle down, man. You're worse than these kids out here. Just settle down.
Yeah, you stand up, man. Settle down, Martin. Keep quiet, like you already been doing.
And let me go ahead and welcome.
Late doing your job.
Yeah, let me go ahead and welcome in here. And I just lost my. Hold on, y'all. Did I just lose this? Hold on. Let me bring it up. Oh, damn it. Hold on.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Yeah, mayonnaise messing up everything right now. Hold on, y'all. Let me. I got to get together here. I lost my browser right now. Hold on.
What happened? We've been having a packed studio for months, and now just Ken by himself.
Ken scared everybody off. We had a full house, and Ken walked up in here, and they saw him with that jug and everything. They're like, oh, hell no, he looked crazy.
All we got now is Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah. Yeah. and his junk band bottle. Yeah.
Across from Jesse Eisenberg and Thomas Jane.
Just, happy to have him here, though. Happy to have
him. Yeah, me too.
Let me see here.
Who's up, bro?
There we are. Let me bring that back up here. I don't know how we lost that. But let me go ahead and welcome real quick the one, the only. Oh, they have seemed to have gone down right now. I can't bring them back up.
No.
The chat, a tat tat, but they are there. Oh, there they are real quick. Oh, all right. So, Stad, there y'all go.
Oh,
thank
man.
You.
That photo is making the rounds, boy.
Oh, I know. Oh, no, y'all didn't think I was going to say some shit, did you? Stay tuned. Y'all thought I was at home crying and shit, didn't you? I got something for all y'all.
What you got?
I know what he got.
Yeah, y'all thought y'all had some shit.
That was none of me.
Yeah, yeah, they're all of them. Yeah,
you look, Oscar De La Hoya. That was Photoshop.
Look at this motherfucker. You full of shit. What I do? What I do? What did y'all do? Y'all know. Yeah, I thought we had a bond. I thought we talked about this.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, we did. Now, y'all know.
And they said, fuck that.
hey, y'all get your people up in there.
Peeps.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and, Billy, is this you?
That is me. Oh, God damn.
Boy, they looking up pictures on everybody.
Wow.
They digging up dirt on everyone.
I look good, though. From a live show.
That's a live show I'm doing, yeah.
And they had a flash on it, too.
Holy shit.
God damn, it looked like they just put your ass up for auction right now.
Yeah. This Negro, you know, this Negro, he's got a hook for a hand.
Yeah, I was about to put a bid on you, man.
Check his teeth, but put your sunglasses on first.
Damn, bro, Martin, that's a prime specimen right there, man. Y'all don't know.
Prime specimen?
Yeah, I'm gonna get my bid in.
Yeah, y'all didn't know that's how we actually got Billy. Got him at the slave auction.
The two for one sale.
You know what? Fuck that. Look good. Hey,
you, yeah, you look good. That's why he bought you, man.
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You were worth the money.
It's I like, am cheesing like a motherfucker.
You are, man. That's why I didn't know it was you, because your ass is grinning up in there. I'll take the happy slave for 100.
All the time.
Happy slave for 100.
Well, he looks like he's in a good disposition.
I got a bluebird on my shoulder.
Are you been wearing pants in this? Oh yeah, you are a little bit. Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure I am.
Yeah, he's got on slacks.
Okay, you look good now.
I don't know. Maybe I do.
Yeah, I don't have to tell y'all. Y'all doing it on your own. I would say look the picture of Billy up, but y'all probably found it already.
God damn, those quick.
They are ruthless, man.
Jesus Christ.
The internet don't play.
Especially this internet.
There, so.
Yeah, the internet in their hands is a weapon.
They weaponize the internet.
They have.
Well, I'm the black Captain Hook says, okay, so I'm okay with that.
You really are. You really are the black Captain Hook here. Like, where's that picture of you, man? Just, you
Rita.
Cheesing. Gee, where is it?
Smee, get to the ship.
Like, Smee.
Get to the ship. Smee.
They're buying me Smee. Help.
Get to the ship. Back to the ship.
Y'all always talking about my teeth. What about that motherfucker right there? Oh, that is me.
He really does look like, he looks like when the people about to buy him said, let me see his teeth.
Right.
Smile, Negro. Show him, boy.
You can check his teeth from all the way back here.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not even going to say anything because I can't argue with that. I can't. That picture
yeah,
right
you
there.
Yeah, you pose right there.
That picture right there, I can't say shit.
You think I'm bad with shirts.
I'm going to sit right here. I'm going to sit right here and be quiet.
Billy put on shirts.
Like a good brother. Yeah, like a good boy.
Billy put on shirts. That shit dissolved him like sugar water, man.
Well, yeah, all his shirts have Velcro.
I can't tell how many times a video popped up with Billy, and Billy didn't have to be shirtless, but he was. I remember when they did the photo.
Hold on a second.
No, it was the Harlem Shake. They did a Harlem Shake video.
Yeah, I have my shirt off.
Yeah, he had the shirt on one.
Boss told me to.
And before they, you know, the Harlem Shake, like, they show people doing one thing, and then it cuts, and they're doing one other thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, in the normal part, Bill is already taking his shirt off.
No, it's already off. It's a cut. You saw that.
And Bill out there shaking it, too, man. Shaking them pecs.
You know, that's funny coming from him, by the way.
Oh, I know. I know my shirt don't stand.
I used to tease him about that all the time.
I know.
Now, the Harlem Shake, that was Boss telling me to do so. No, but it was just funny, the cut from the shirt coming. You're not buying it. Okay.
No, hell no. No, we know you. No,
it's just fun for me to sit here between the two of y'all.
Oh, I know.
We're both accusing each other of the same shit.
It's the same. I know. You know me, man. You know I don't give a shit. I'm a hypocrite. I'm the biggest hypocrite in the world. I know this. I can't help it. Because I asked DJ Miles. DJ Miles came up to the house to get my key. I had boxes on, and I was leaning up against the wall posing for him.
So you got time to talk about your show, Miles? Going through the hole.
Speedos and a cowboy hat.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
What's going on, DJ Miles?
Oh, yeah, man.
You got the Sunday paper? What the
man,
fuck? No,
they talking
man.
About, man, y'all roasting everybody tonight.
It's 2 p.m., man. What the fuck are you doing that?
Man, it is not safe in here anymore.
Jesus Christ, man, that kind of is jarring a little bit. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah, I finally figured out, man. It really is. We are professional roasters, man.
Of course.
Don't come up in here and think right. You're just gonna get a nice quiet visit. No, we can't help it, man. It don't work
especially
like that.
Especially don't bring your girlfriend. I don't know what these people are thinking.
Oh,
you cannot bring your girlfriend, no.
Oh no.
Because even back in the day when I brought my girlfriend, that kind of stuff was going on. But I can't argue about being in that picture, though, because I was in front of
I got you. No, I know.
People.
I know.
Yeah. On stage.
Man,
you were just doing your job.
I can't talk.
Being a whore.
Man, here's another one, buddy. You got your ass in. Where are y'all finding this shit? They got him in bondage now. Look at that. Jesus.
That's a real picture.
Yeah, real picture.
I gotta be honest, that's a real picture.
Oh my God.
That was even
man.
On stage.
And then, that was me at my birthday party.
Yeah, Billy.
My sister's birthday.
Ken trying to keep his head down so he don't catch no shrapnel.
He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Why did I come to this show?
Always bringing in that moonshine.
They brought that picture up? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that picture.
Ken, I'll be bringing in that moonshine jug too. what is in that, man? What are you doing with that jug? Every time you come in here now, that jug is with you. High quality H2O. He used to bring his girlfriend in here. He stopped and started bringing that piece of plastic up.
That's his new girlfriend.
Yeah, that's his new girlfriend. He's going to put googly eyes on it.
I don't blame him either.
Usually Ken's behind the wall on the other side, and he expects this one show to be, well, I'll sit up here now.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. Yeah, we got more up in here. What's going on, man? I saw that whack-ass photo. Oh, man. Oh, you about to see more. Yeah. Look, you see how he's walking around.
I was never in fishnets, just so you know.
I seen that photo of you.
Yeah, you see that shit.
That everybody else has seen.
That girl came in here switching. Did you see
that? You said switching?
I seen that
wag-ass
photo.
He did come in switching.
Walking in here like a bitch. I seen your picture.
Now what's really good?
Came
down
in.
Down you are.
Came in to see the real thing. Now.
You down to get down? And I mean down with a capital down.
Can I just never come in and just sit down?
No, because you came in talking can shit. Can you? Exactly. Thank you, Mark. Can you?
It's not my fault. You drop me in. You look at me.
Nah, man. You brought this
man, you, tonight. Brother, you dropped yourself
there's
in grease.
There's other times when Corey has gone on his way to pick on you. But tonight you brought that shit on yourself.
You really did, man. You came in. You picked the wrong night to talk shit, man. Because you thought I was vulnerable tonight.
Like let me show you something. You see how Sammy just came in and sat down and didn't say nothing?
And Sammy know what to expect tonight with what's probably coming up in a little bit. So Sammy's just sitting back. He's just sitting back and enjoying, you know?
I don't think he does.
No, he does.
Cautionary tale. They brought one picture of me up on the chat, and I couldn't keep my mouth shut, had to say something, and then all of a sudden, picture me in fishnets. And I'm like, well,
your baby
the
photo
fuck didn't
next.
I shut the
yeah,
fuck
your baby
up?
Photo.
I'll take that over the fishnets. I mean, I didn't take no pictures of fishnets. You know what I'm saying? That's Photoshop.
Man, right now, what's happening is we are in a feeding frenzy right now. There's blood in the water. You jump right in.
Let's talk the goddamn show.
That motherfucker jumped in with a wound already.
He jumped in with a big old cut in his leg. Where the sharks at?
I'm on my period. It's okay if I swim.
Where the bears at? Those jungle cats.
Came in here with them bug ass eyes looking at me. I synced you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. This ain't live.
Damn sugar bear looking ass. Fucking with
can't get enough of that golden cribs. I'm gonna talk some shit.
He know. I love you, TJ. Though we love you, man.
We couldn't do a show without you.
No, we could. Man. I love TJ. Hey, let's welcome all these other folks up in here. Martin, it was a mix-up.
Martin had something to do. Let's not blame him. He had a mix-up.
It was a mix-up. We're going to get into it. Yeah, we're not going to get into it again. So
he had to make this shirt.
See? I didn't say shit this time.
It's a beautiful shirt.
It is.
Forever.
That shit does look like peppermint bubblegum ice cream.
I like that shirt.
I like that shirt too, man.
Ties on hit too.
It is. You're doing the patterns with the solid.
No. Like you see, I was joking before. That tie's on hit and the shit and the hat's on.
No,
hit.
Don't try to pull this shit. No, you started this shit. Man. No, don't do this.
He dresses nicely.
Don't do this.
Don't
sit up here and like cut this motherfucker and be like, oh, can I help you?
Well, you look good, man. I mean, I look like I should be serving him the way I'm dressing. He is.
You know what? Let's welcome all these other folks up in here.
Gun Chris?
Oh, if y'all dare come in here right now. Oh, this is the one time I recommend him. Yeah, maybe I don't want to come in the studio just yet. But it's okay to pull out a keyboard and type in for us. kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. Email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be part of the show this evening, I would not do it just yet. But if you dare, in that email, put your phone number there, put your Skype contact in there, person, bam, up in your home, hollering at you, roasting your ass. The only host in the world who do the house calls on Instagram at Double Toasted fan page. On Facebook, type in Double Toasted. Would you like some private time with me? Then type in Corey.Coleman.5. I'm out there roasting people. I'm too busy. Mr. Thomas, can you
I can be found mostly on Instagram and some on Twitter at Martin_nofro. Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. Billy?
I can be found on email at willbrooks@hotmart.com. Still can't remember my Instagram. And Billy Brooks at Facebook.
Catch his ass shirtless over at Extra Spotless. And catch him up in here in the world famous studio along with everybody else. Now with two stank ass couches. You know how it is. You're going to be visiting Austin. You have visited Austin and you said, you know what? Now's a fine time to move there. The weather's getting nice, a little cooler. What is not fine and what you will really get roasted for is if you do not come see a show. So let us know. KCoolMans@gmail.com. Send us some details. We're going to send you back some details. And that way, we can accommodate you.
Ghetto ass werewolves. Rent.
Oh, let's see how's everybody doing here tonight, man. Good to have y'all. Good to have y'all here. And we got all out of our system now. Y'all come on. We're calm now. We're tired.
No more roasting.
No more roasting.
Just toasting from this point.
Oh, Mart, I don't know about that. I don't know if there's no more roasting. I don't know if that. We might have one nice slab of meat to roast real quick.
Sounds horrifying.
It looks horrifying too. But Martin, today I said, you know, every dog has his day. Sure. And Martin Thomas, I said, today he gets his vengeance. Martin, I remember years ago I went in on you about that denim.
Yeah, my denim shirt.
Your denim shirt, your denim pants. Man. Denim hat, your denim drawers, man. I went in on all that. I said, you know, and even when I was going off, I said, you know something? I know one day I just going to come back. You know, it's like signing with the devil, man. You know, like I ain't going to fuck with you for a while. But one day,
sure,
you're going to have to pay.
Sure. No. I went to school with guys who were the biggest homophobes and kept talking about beat up faggots. And then once high school was over, they came out of the closet.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, Martin, I'm out the closet too today. I am
today?
A man.
Today?
Today?
I thought it was Baywatch.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, today, Martin, it has been revealed upon the world that I was a man of the diddum. I looked at this, and here's the thing about it, man. I looked at this, and I thought it was somebody who was part of the Children of the Toast or part of the site. I said, I'm going to get this motherfucker right here. I said, I'm going to roast this motherfucker right here. And I looked at him like,
Is that photoshopped?
You know what, man?
Please tell me this.
No, that's not.
That's your hair?
That's the thing.
It
was sent to me by Nigel Dungan. And he's like, here's a present for you. Do what you will with this. But before I could even do anything, it was already posted on Twitter. Yeah. Toast. And I was studying. I was like, is this photoshopped? Because it could be. But I looked at those feet. And I was nope.
Oh, yeah.
Those are Corey's feet.
Oh, no. Those are my feet.
That's his face, too.
And got them size 14s. Yeah, man.
Like you said, dudes, what you will. What, kill them?
I mean, yeah. Take like blackmail me or something? Like Martin sent me this photo today. $10,000.
That's your hair?
Man, you know what? Fuck you.
Is that your hair?
Oh, that's my hair. That's everything, man.
Is that a shag?
No, no, it's a baseball cap. Oh, no, actually, it's actually a short haircut because at the time, what happened was my sides were just not as short as they are now. But yeah, man, that is me. That is
a cap. Okay, see.
Yeah, that's a base. You thought that was hair behind my head?
I thought that was a shag.
No, hell no.
That would be worse than the denim suit.
Oh no,
no.
Oh no. Oh hell no. No, hell no.
What year was this?
Man, this is 1991.
Oh yeah,
this is 27 years ago.
91.
I am.
I'm probably met you right.
30 years old.
You didn't even meet me at this time. You had not met me at this point.
Okay.
This is me. This is me fresh at the school newspaper. This is 27 years ago. 27 years ago.
91, yeah. I was 12, so you were.
Yeah.
What,
I was
17, 18.
I was 19.
So when did I meet you? Was it 92 or 93? Because I thought it was 92.
I think it was 92. That's 91.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I looked at this and I said, look at this bitch. I talk some shit about myself.
Look at the one-ass computer, too.
Oh, I know. my book.
I can't laugh. I'm old too, girl. I was 12. I mean, I remember those computers too.
Oh, no. I looked at this and I said, I looked at myself. I was like, look at me. I look like I'm about to be in a Kids Bop video.
You do.
I do.
Actually, no. I'm going to tell you like this. You look like you were a bitch in the yard.
Oh.
In the prison.
Oh, yeah.
Look like that. Like,
shit. Yeah. Looking.
Enjoy yourself.
I have an audition on Reading Rainbow.
Yeah. Really thought I was posing. Never got that call back on the Fresh Prince.
Contact 321.
Yeah, look at me. Corey? Yes.
Parole's coming up.
Yeah. I look at this and I
thought you were looking fly, too.
I know.
Yeah. Sharp as a tack, right?
Yeah. Well, for the time, you know, I mean, that's it was the 90s, man. Like they
said, that's what we wore.
That's what it was the 90s, man. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I ain't making no excuses, but that was the 90s. The thing with the 90s is I could have gone crazy.
True.
I could have been wearing.
That was you held back for the 90s. That was conservative.
Yeah.
The early 90s.
Motherfuckers could have come in looking like a package of Starburst.
Yeah. You could have been way more colorful, like the background.
Yeah, back when baggy clothes were in.
Baggy clothes were in, man. Overalls.
And really baggy clothes with all kinds of crazy colors on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's, yeah, man.
Leather print colors, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Little patches and shit.
Big baggy pants with all kinds of crazy colors, but wearing a dude's wearing belly shirts.
Oh, sure.
No, man, it was a crazy. Let me tell you something. Whatever y'all dig up about me, somebody was something worse.
Somebody was in the ocean with a Speedo.
Yeah, I look, like I said, I ain't making no excuses. Y'all gonna look back one day.
But you look at the picture, you look like motherfucker, this is gonna way come back on me right now. You look like that. Like,
that's
like,
the thing, man. Everybody, y'all even seem to have. When I say to somebody who dressed worse, including me, y'all didn't see the shit where I wore. Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, and y'all can try to find it. And you know what? Kudos. I will pay you if you find this.
Skull will find it in 15 minutes.
And I'll look for it. If you find this picture of me, this is a prize. If you find this picture of me while I went to the mall in some baggy black slacks, a green shirt with some rolled up sleeves, a short sleeve shirt with some rolled up sleeves, and some black suspenders. If y'all find that picture, I will pay you money. I will pay you. You win.
You're like a new Jack Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah.
My power is bullshit. Yeah.
Every Negro back then either dressed like they were going to sign up for Boys to Men or the Backstreet Boys.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Or be a lumberjack. And I'll tell you this, I'll pay anyone to stop posting pictures of me in those fishnets. That'd be great.
Oh, the fact that you asked for them to stop, it's not happening.
Yeah,
I know.
You're going to see more.
Well, it's going to happen now anyway.
No. And the thing is with me, I had the backwards cap, but the backwards cap was the thing, man. But I ain't going to lie. When I'm looking at this today, when I see this, I don't blame y'all. You can't help but look at this. I need to come with my own Disney Channel bumper. Look, you know what I'm saying? This needs to be our new bumper for Double Toasted right here. Woof. Double Toasted will be right back.
And that's the thing. I look at that photo and I'm just like, I wish I could see this shirt because my money is that it's a bright yellow, not a mustard color.
Actually, I can tell you what the shirt was. The shirt was a black T-shirt.
Okay.
Because that's
all you ever wore.
There's one thing that I didn't know. I said, look, I'm going to dress. Everybody's going to do something crazy for their period. You know what I mean? Not for having your period, but for that time period.
You have one in that picture.
Oh, yeah. You know, everybody going to dress crazy for that period.
Saved by the hell.
But I did know.
Like Lisa Turtle's ex-boyfriend and shit. Yeah, she just broke up with you.
What's Zach Morris like in real life?
I'd love to know that.
He told me my outfit sucks.
Mr. Belding. The black guy in our class, besides the black girl.
That really is what it looked like. You ain't lying.
He's only the one black person at Bayside High School. What's wrong with you?
It really does look like I'm the token black dude in a sitcom. It really does.
We just got kicked out of school.
Yeah. I'm that motherfucker with no lines in the background of a. I have no lines in the background of a Fresh Prince episode. You know, I'm the dude at the dance.
No. You got one line.
The Breakfast Club. Yeah, one black dude at the Breakfast Club.
You got one line. There was just that point where the camera turned to you. You turned your head. You said that one line. Got your laugh, and you turned back to do whatever you were doing.
Oh, brother! Hell no! Yeah,
right there. Yeah, you go. Yeah.
And I just failed the SATs. Yeah.
This looks like a very special episode of Double Toasted.
Yes.
Yo, man, this guy said he can make me feel good.
You know, it's like all the stuff in his lap. It's like, I don't understand this shit at all. Yeah. Somebody you want to take a picture now? I told you I need help.
I look like, it really looked like an extra in an 80s movie, an 80s kids movie. Cut, but don't look at the fucking camera. Huh? Oh, my time to shine. This is going to be my big break. I'm going to be on the next episode of Living Single.
Living Single.
Maybe I'll be in Living Color.
Very. The gangster kid that's trying to get his
For white people, that's me, man. For white people, I was the drug dealer in an episode of Punky Brewster or something. Sure.
And could they have
for used black people too?
Could they have used more green in that room?
Oh man,
what the fuck is that about?
That was the.
What is she planning to shoot some special effects back there in a minute?
And what's with that computer wore tennis shoes? Computer.
Yeah, I know.
Where's Kurt Russell at?
That shit was
even in the '90s. That's like a big teletype.
I know.
It was Disney's.
I'm like, damn. When they say bring color, goddamn, Corey did bring it because everything else looked like a goddamn mental asylum up in here. It does. It really done it. Look like they're about to give me my pills right now, Mr. Coleman. The doctor will see you now.
Now you have to swallow all of them.
Yeah. I know. This is what black dudes look like in 90s sitcoms when they were the thug or the gang member,
right,
or the drug dealer. You know, that was me.
Yeah, you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. Yeah.
Why you studying?
That's when I was.
Oh man, come on.
That's when I was hanging out with Wesley Snipes in the subway. Yo, ding dong, ding dong.
No, you like Chris Rock when they redeemed him in New Jack City. Like, I'm gonna go get my GED. Yeah. I'm gonna get this going good.
Scotty, I'm gonna die.
Scotty, they strap some material to me.
It really does look like they. It does look like an episode of Saved by the Bell. Wake up in the morning, get my school going. Gotta we'll get to right school back. Right now.
Wait for Zach's big ass cell phone.
Double toasted, be right back.
Screech is gonna fuck up.
Yeah, man. I look like the one episode, like the one-off episode where I'm the black girl's boyfriend.
Yes, you know? That's it right there.
One episode.
One episode. I'm the black girl's boyfriend.
You get 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
Out of an 18?
Yeah, 18, 22 without, minutes.
Yeah, 22-minute episode. You get 10 minutes.
And she tells everybody like, oh, I think he's the one. Oh, this guy's so sweet. He's so nice. And I'm written off because you didn't know he had a drinking problem.
Right. Or like, we have to accept everybody. Now get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I'm the.
We made our point.
Yeah.
Now you'll never come back ever again.
Yeah.
We got AC Slater.
I'm in that.
We got Mario Lopez. He's black.
I'm in that one episode.
We got Locke Voorhees. She's black too.
I'm in that one episode I'm in that one episode about teen alcoholism.
Yeah.
You know what?
So they drank the one beer and they got drunk.
But he seems so perfect.
Yeah.
Does he though?
Does he though?
Yeah, I'm the dude that brought the six pack. I don't think he's right for you. He brought a six pack.
Why, your boyfriend's so fun. Yeah.
You know, you look a ghetto ass version of Donald Faison in Clueless.
Is he in that?
Yeah, remember he plays the black dude.
You just brought this shit to a halt. We were having such a good time.
You mean
we were having
the accurate thing I was saying?
We were having fun.
We sure were. We talking about your black ass. Donald Faison and Clueless, that's a thing.
We were all.
Guess what? Guess what?
If you start Martin, you know you went off track.
Hey, Corey, guess what? He's Spike Lee's boy.
Okay.
Right. So you know.
Yes. We were having fun. But yes.
Fuck you, man. It's my black ass.
What's a tough room?
It sure is. It is, man. It's going to get tougher now. You fuck with me. It's going to get real tough.
Hey, hey, Billy. Hey, look at, look. Come on, bro. Hey, don't be like that.
You wouldn't even study that shit no way. You failed that class, I can tell.
Yeah, you ain't passed that class.
Yeah, there's no way.
Actually, you know what that is? That is the that's over. The school newspaper.
Oh, okay.
That's the Daily Texan.
Right.
And this is a cool picture for going back like in a time capsule.
Yeah.
And the reason why those computers look so weird is because those computers is what they're what newspapers used at the time.
Oh, wow.
So they weren't even like used for home. They were like copy editing computers.
Yeah.
So this is
I know that, but my mother used to work for the
Statesman.
Still works at Statesman.
So did they have those at the Statesman at the time? Because this is my first time in a newspaper
I was 12 years old, but yeah, they had those kind of computers.
Yeah, man, this is me at 19. I went into the school newspaper. This is where I started. This is like probably like a week after I started. I don't know why the picture was taken or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Sammy, you weren't even they were born yet.
Yeah.
I was less than a year old.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. He was. Oh, okay. So yeah, you were barely born. But yeah, this is the school newspaper. And so what you're seeing right here are the computers that were used for copy editing. And we were like considered to be big shit because I was the graphics. I was hired as the graphics assistant at the time. And we were considered to be big for a campus because we were one of the few campuses that were bringing in Macs to do graphics on.
Ah.
So
and somebody said, "Look at this Negro right here."
Yeah, you're like, "Look at this shit."
Well, you know, I mean, in all honesty, the comic section you guys were doing, that was more professional than the vast majority of school newspapers in the world.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I heard that. I used to read that the squirrel one.
Yeah, no, but mine.
That's right before I met you.
Let me just say, my cartoon ushered in the downfall of the comics page.
Well, that was on the Statesman.
It was in the Statesman too, but I was the last one to come in. Maybe a couple of other people because
there was a few people.
Carl Greenblatt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Carl.
You know Carl Greenblatt?
Yeah. I know of him. I don't know him.
Carl Greenblatt. Now here are the people that I was doing this with, man. Let me see here. First of all, Chowder, Nickelodeon, I believe, is what it was on.
Because I knew about you, about the squirrel, the cartoon that you used to draw before I even knew about.
Before you had met me, yeah.
Well, before you did the Access show.
But this guy right here, Carl Greenblatt. Now we're talking about the 90s. This is later on. It's probably 93 when this happened. But
goddamn, we're old.
I know. Oh, Jesus, yeah, man. 27 Christ. Years ago, man. Carl Greenblatt, who did this show right here, who did Chowder. excuse me. That was my graphic assistant when he came in.
Oh, he was your assistant?
Yeah, he was my assistant when he came in, and we always knew that he was gonna be something, man. Because he was one. First of all, this guy was it's on Cartoon Network.
What is Chowder?
Yeah. Chowder is this pretty show that's on Cartoon Network. It's one of the new wave of kind of well, how would you describe it? It was kind of the Billy and Mandy, yeah, things like that, where they were like these. Where it ushered in that era of people doing these like these really creative designs where they would do mixed media with it, the animation was more on the abstract with characters, you know, they really were bold with the designs that they had. And Carl was this guy who he could draw so quick, man. That guy, they would ask him, he would say, "Just give me a Sharpie and I can make anything you want."
Really,
and
he'd cool.
end up being like a layout artist at Nickelodeon, I believe, and then went on to do, or maybe it was Cartoon Network, and then went on to do Chowder. Oh, and there's a name right there, as you see, C.H. Greenblatt. Because I looked it up. I don't talk to the guy anything, we hung out when we was there. I haven't talked to him ever since he left college, but I was happy to see him
that's
doing well.
Cool. Yeah, it's great.
Another person that was there at that time, I was in the middle of just a group of artistic geniuses, man. If they weren't geniuses, then they were extremely talented people. Another guy that I went to, you knew him too, that I went to school with at that time, a guy named Chris Ware.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Ware is considered to be an artistic genius at this point, man.
Yeah, when we were in Chicago, I went by that Quimby's bookstore.
Oh, there's a Quimby's bookstore?
Yeah, and it's a indie comics a bookstore, and I was just in there just looking over. I was like, man, I remember back when Austin used to have three or four shops like this, and now we don't have any. But that place was amazing. I just stayed there just reading, just picking up book after book.
Yeah, no, it was I'm telling you, man. I don't think I would be where I am today, and I'm not nearly the talent of these people. I don't think I'd be here today if it weren't for me being surrounded by people who are not only so talented but just extremely smart.
Well, man. They raised your game.
They did.
You're very talented, you black ass. As much as it hurts me to say that, you're very talented.
Well,
that's a sincere statement.
Thank you. You know the feeling's mutual with you too. I just consider people I love you too, man. You know how we are around here. But fuck you, man.
No. Seriously, like your animation is absolutely fantastic.
Well, these people that I was hanging around, I was blessed to be around these people, man. These people, I consider these people to have, they weren't too much older than me. I think I was the youngest one who came in at that time, but I consider these people to have raised me to be where I am right now because they taught me to open my mind. They taught me to dress better.
made
them faces. They taught me, they taught me to be a better artist. You know, they just, like you said, they just raised your game. There was no way you could hang around these people because you think we roasting people right now.
They were quick and they were brutal.
Yeah,
they were. And
it was so funny.
There were times I went home almost teared up from anger.
Because you raised your game up straight up.
It did on every front. Mm-hmm. Every front, man. And now we got other people who are working for The Simpsons, the layout artist at Nickelodeon. Yeah. I was, you know, say what you will about this time, man. And, you know, everything ages. Everything goes back to a point. You look at a picture. And
we dressed for shit, but it was more creative.
It really was.
It was less, I'm going to do my take on something from the past. It was the last bastion of that. Let me come up with something new.
And you know what? And we were also doing crazy shit that wasn't permanent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we weren't putting hula hoops in our ears, and when you want to take them out, the shit just dangles. You know what I mean? People ain't getting.
Yeah, if you got a tattoo, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big. Yeah. It was a big
you
deal.
Get that removed. You can't get them. You can't get them loops.
Yeah. And now people getting their faces tattooed. You know. And I'm not saying you're gonna regret it. I got tattoos and never. I have not looked back and regret it at the moment. But
yeah, but you ain't going to do that. I need a job.
No. I ain't got a goddamn Charlie Brown on a dog's body or some shit kicking on my face.
If you could, you would, though. If you won the lottery.
Or modify your face to look like a parrot.
But if he won the lottery, you'd have a Charlie Brown right there on his face. I don't need no job no more. Yeah. I got Charlie Brown. Baby.
I would actually get an operation to look like Charlie Brown. And you know what? And here's the thing, man. This goes for everybody. It's not me. But this goes for everybody out there. If this is the worst that you can find on the internet with me, then thank God. Because my wife came in and she said, "Did you see what they found?" I'm like, "Oh fuck!" And I was like, "Look!" And I looked down like, "Oh thank God!"
That's all.
Okay, I thought because usually the day when somebody says, "Hey, look what I found," usually you get a sexual harassment allegation, a sexual a sexual violation, sexual harassment, an accusation,
a hashtag.
Something's going on to where, you know, this is the least of it right here.
Right.
I'm just saying, don't invite that.
But she wasn't like, "But I still have to divorce you, though."
I can't have this shit.
Actually,
my family's gonna see this.
She thought it was cute. She came.
Well, a turkey, that's the new fashion.
It just got there.
she was like, "Oh, you were ahead of the game."
Yeah. Her brother dresses like this every day.
Can your friend Billy wear the fishnets to our anniversary? See, I'm not gonna fuck with you anymore.
You still
picture me in fishnets. I ain't gonna say shit.
No, man. Shit, the pictures are out there. We can fuck with each other. Those are out there, man.
I know. I was like, God, I forgot I wore those. I was like,
damn. And you know what? Again, that's if you notice that we're just fucking around because we're in here. But seeing you in fishnets, I'd be like, that ain't nothing. Did he rape somebody? Then he's good.
I was doing lawn work, you know, just on the bank.
Okay, then maybe that.
I just had to take a real quick picture before I went to go do my errands.
You know, there was a time in Austin when even that wasn't a big deal.
Oh, no.
I was doing a show.
Oh, no.
Sure, that's what Leslie
When Leslie, yeah, when Leslie was around here. Shit,
I like chocolate. Remember that story?
What's drove that? Home. We drove Leslie home.
Oh, what? Oh, again, this ain't nothing, man. We our mascot was a homeless transvestite.
Yeah, I grew up here. I
know. Ran for mayor?
Who ran for mayor?
Several times.
Mm-hmm. And almost won one of them because people thought like, well, I'll be fucking hilarious.
Did he almost, win?
Yeah. Well, I'm exaggerating. He probably didn't.
No, he was because he was a. He had one issue. He was a one issue candidate. That was his problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the only problem he had. Not cross dressing.
He was also nervous on the mic.
Oh.
It didn't inspire confidence.
No, he wasn't homeless. That's the thing. He was never homeless.
Was he not? I thought he was.
No, he was not homeless.
Oh.
That's okay. The thing. It's like him and Crazy Carl that's outside of our place. They're not homeless.
Okay.
That's the persona they put out there.
Because they got that homeless tan down.
Oh no, he got homeless persona down. He had a house.
Okay. Here's the deal with him. He was homeless and didn't have anything, and he got so popular that people started paying for him things. And that's one night, I don't know what
he used to be homeless.
I don't know what was going on with him, and damn, y'all found this. The Baby Lotion Mob found him. That is him right there, Leslie.
Him right there.
And he was homeless, but people gave him so much money and they gave him so many resources that he could actually start to buy things, and he would just buy stupid shit.
But I thought at the time he died, he was back to living under bridges.
He probably was.
No, he lived with his sister in Colorado.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Oh, but I remember doing it was close to Halloween.
Well, she sent him out there. He was homeless when he was dying, but his sister brought him back out to Colorado.
But I remember when it was close to Halloween, and he was dressed up. He was dressed up like a nun, mm-hmm. and he was asking these two girls for a ride, and those girls were like, "Fuck you, no, I'm not giving you a ride." And he came up to me and he said, "You think I could get a ride home? Those bitches turned me down." I was just like, "Fuck, go ahead, man. Come on, let's get in the car." And it was when I started driving, I was just like, "Wait a minute, home? like you're homeless, man."
You thought he's gonna get here? You're gonna drive one block and go, "Okay, out you go."
I was like, "You are the most popular homeless person in Austin." But I was like, "What?" And I said, "Was like, shh." Yeah, he strangled me.
Enjoy yourself.
But then I remember what happened. I was like, okay, I know what's going on because it made the news. Somebody gave, and it was kind of wrong because somebody gave him a house in Westlake. They didn't give it to him, they just let him stay there. But the house had black mold. So they just say, if you can deal with the black mold and not die, you can stay there.
And he
was like, "Fuck this!"
Yeah, no, he took it because I drove him out.
Fuck this! I'll take him.
Oh yeah, yeah. I drove him out to Westlake, and
in that story, you got pulled over by the cops. No.
Like Eddie Murphy.
But I know he needed a ride
because that's what happens to black people in Westlake.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And Eddie Murphy comes in. Oh, I was just giving a ride home.
Yeah,
get your ass.
The cop is just like, "You know, I'm not going to shoot you, and I'm just going to put this on the internet." Right. No. Yeah. But I mean, like the protest face. No. And Leslie over there grinning.
Yeah, yeah. And you got the denim on. The books.
And in the car.
Tell me what he said.
Oh, yeah. In the car when we were driving, he's. Because I always heard rumors that he just dressed in drag because that was his shtick. Oh. But that night he was telling me. He started to get on a roll, and I cut that shit off quick. And he's like, he looked at me, and he's like, while we were riding and we got out to some dark areas, he was just like, "You know, I always like my man like I like my coffee." Yeah. Black, and I was like, "Black, motherfucker, I know, you ain't getting your coffee black tonight."
Stop lying. You know you don't like black coffee.
All you will get is coffee thrown in your fucking face.
Are you going like, "Oh, we pull into a Starbucks"?
And leave them. Drop them off at Dunkin' Donuts.
It's on me.
What I love about this is every time I make him tell the story, he told me this story fucking 8 goddamn years ago. Every time I make him tell the story, he does it the exact same way. You know, oh, I like my man. He does it the exact same way.
I remember very, very well.
I had to get it.
I've heard this shit before. Yes.
Some oil in the face.
Yes, let's just cut to the chase. You like black dick. All right, get out my fucking car.
Well, you needn't be so crude about it.
No, really.
Isn't that crude oil?
I was really asking for a cup of Joe. But you wouldn't have been an asshole about it.
But your name's not Joe. Oh. So forget it.
My God, I'll never ask you for a ride again.
Heavens to Murgatroyd. Yeah. Oh.
So many other men in the parlor I could have gone with.
Some people. Oh. Did you assume that I wanted you?
Somebody bring my fainting couch.
It was a nice house that he was in, too, I think.
Yeah, with black mold, all that. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What does Sam Jackson say? Sewer rat may taste like fucking pumpkin pie, but I would eat the motherfucker. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't care how big the house is. It got black mold. I ain't standing there.
Oh, no. I'd try sewer rat.
It's not bad.
I don't think you would. I really don't think you would.
Tastes like pumpkin pie. I got a shot.
Putting up syrup on it. Oh, okay.
Let's see here.
Well, you know what, guys? I'm going to tell you something. You know, I know all y'all, I know a few of y'all looking at this right now and laughing, but I'm pretty sure some people going to go to DTMerch.com and see if they can find that outfit on there. Yes, maybe one day we'll have the denim shirt with the logo on there. They going hard, man. They going hard. One day we'll have the denim shirt up in there, but until then, deal with all the other things like the classic black tee with the white logo, the tank tops, the polos. We got backpacks. I think we have the original backpacks in there, along with this new summertime backpack. The jerseys, the phone covers. Maybe we'll get your phone in a denim cover one day, or get the gift of choice. Wouldn't that be, man? I think if we actually sold
denim jackets,
they're actually back.
I know.
Yeah. So,
I think, you know, it's also back. Mom jeans.
I know. Well, you think
what?
Yeah, the mom jeans from the '80s.
What do you think they do with the mom jeans that die? they make denim right shirts out of them. Also, go over to doubletoasted.com and subscribe to us, please, because we do get by with your subscriptions. And if you're not doing it for yourself, do it for all those others out there that enjoy the gift of Double Toasted. And you can try the service. We got a gift for you. Try the service out 7 days for free. If you don't like it, you know what? That's fine. Keep the audio. That's free all the time on SoundCloud, on the iTunes, or why don't you come on back after you start listening, because you know you're going to start thinking about all this roasting that's going on. Man, I gotta get a look on their faces when they get cut down. They all start getting pissed off. They start getting mad. I don't know what I'm getting hot right now. I don't know what I'm steaming right now. Oh, and then do yourself a favor. Use your Amazon account. There's many ways to do it. Use your Amazon account. Use our Amazon Pay button. And put your username, your password in there. Press enter. Ooh. Corey, what is that? That's all that toasty goodness.
Somehow cutting through that denim.
Cutting through all that denim. If it can get through. So I don't think any denim was left in Austin when I had to.
It's quite a litter to me.
And let me see here. Oh. People, please join us. Join us for. Oh, did I take it down? Where is it? Oh, did I lose it? Oh, I can't find it. I was trying to find the graphic. Oh, I don't know where it is. So I'll just tell you guys about it. Maybe we'll get up later on the show. But we do have our big Halloween celebration going on, the Double Toasted 4th Year Anniversary Weekend Celebration. That's going to be October 26th through the 28th. Now, we got all these wonderful things for you, such as the meet and greets. We got the party at the end of the night on Saturday. We got a costume contest for you. Actually, I think I'm going to win that. if I dress like that.
That's all you got
to
do.
That's all I got to do, man. I got to give the prize to myself.
That's it.
Oh, you know what?
Set up that picture. That's it.
And then we have, of course, the big show for you. And then on Sunday, you're going to be like, damn, I worked up such an appetite. I'm so hungry. I can't get on that plane with this empty stomach. Well, we're going to give you a brunch. We're going to feed your ass before you leave. So please go to partydt.com or go to Eventbrite. Type in Double Toasted in your browser, Eventbrite, and that'll take you up to the event that's going to be happening right there. And, man, y'all will find a whole lot of things. Actually, I've seen these things before. One of my biggest regrets in life, and I don't think I would have got that much for it, but one of my biggest regrets in life is that I did not try to bring a lawsuit down on somebody that blatantly ripped me off. And I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, I was just a young, naive kid. But Skull found this this cartoon from back in the day. And I actually won a couple of awards for this. Excuse me. But it was I remember this won a National Lampoon award here. It was this cartoon I did about the Pillsbury Doughboy, about the commercial where they poked him in his stomach. And I did a cartoon, you know, this is the obvious idea, where they just kept going through his stomach. Uh-huh. And I, like I said, I actually won a couple of awards for that. That was featured in National Lampoon. They did an edition of some of the best cartoonists in.
Look at you!
I know. Yeah, it was cool. It was a nice thing. Like, I don't even think that was early on. You can see I was still trying to find my drawing chops right there.
But I
guess it got popular enough to where. Do you remember a store called Gadzooks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go into Gadzooks one day and I look at a shirt. What? Yeah, it was the '90s, man.
Yeah.
Going to Gadzooks, I look at one of the shirts that's there, and it was that exact gag there. And it was, and I think about it now. I don't know what I was thinking at the time, but there is no way that could have been a coincidence. I actually had grounds for. Suing whoever the company.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I was thinking.
Yeah,
you're a kid.
You didn't know.
Yeah, but and the proof is there. I'm not doing this thing where the shirt existed, and then I'm like, oh man, that was me first. No, you can tell. You can go through the order of when the award was given and all that kind of stuff, and you can see when the shirt came out, if it even exists. I don't even think the shirt sold that well.
Called my daddy.
I didn't even know you at the time. Maybe I should call him now.
Yeah, maybe you should. That's on you.
That woman you with, you're gonna have a baby named Billy. He's gonna be my friend. Now help me out.
I was alive at that point.
Yeah, I even said Family Guy stole that joke. Wow, man. Well, maybe it is an obvious joke, but the way it was done, with the way I did it, is a 4-frame panel. You can look it up. Look up Pillsbury Doughboy, Corey Coleman, Daily Texan, or whatever. You'll find that there, and it was the same thing. It was a 4-panel layout with the same order that was going on right there. If somebody can even find that shirt, and you know, I doubt anybody ever will. I don't even think that shirt sold that well. But if somebody can find it, I would love to go back and see who the son of a bitch was who
We all go fuck him up. I mean, what you doing?
Nah, just maybe so. You know, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Hey, bitch, show up on his door.
It's an old guy with a special needs kid.
Oh, that makes it easier, man. To beat his ass.
And guess where where's Gadzooks now? You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I mean, that is true.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That shirt sunk them.
Good.
I thought about Gadzooks till you just said it again.
I know.
Now.
I don't think about Gadzooks until I think about that shit. Actually, I bought a skateboard. My first skateboard I bought from Gadzooks.
Yeah, but Gadzooks is what? In 94 or some shit like that?
Yeah.
I was in junior high on that shit.
Yeah, right. I think that was about the time that they were ending.
Right,
94.
Right, right. It was like they went.
Guys,
Gadzooks.
I don't know who keep the doors open. No. These shirts. This is going to turn everything around for this company. You guys will see.
It's them. The bankrupt. Gadzooks. Oh shit.
Oh, okay. So they said the family joke guy is not family guy joke. Is not the same. All right.
Hey, by the way, with the announcements, it's Austin Chronicle Best of Time.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the preliminary ballot. Where everybody fills in answers, and so we got to get on the main ballot to begin with. So we need people's votes.
Okay. I'll try to actually get on that. I'm getting serious about a few things
because I think the deadline might be rolling in soon. So.
Yeah, no, I've been working hard, man. If I haven't been connecting with people lately and whatnot, it's because I've been doing a lot of things. I think we actually are about to get back into animation.
Okay.
And we're going to put up something that's a little bit behind, but I really do want to just put this up because I got to test the workflow out. And I think we're finally getting there because I do want to do this every week if possible. So we're trying to do that. Got to update some things. So bottom line is I'll try to make a graphic for that.
Okay.
So that we can show it on the show so that that would be our weekly reminder to tell people that because we've been fortunate enough to win.
I know.
Every year in the Best Local Podcast?
Yeah, Best Local Podcast.
Yeah, so let's see if we can do it again.
Maybe you could take it for Best Reviewer.
Yeah, one of us could take it for Best Reviewer, but if you get it, I'm going to kill you.
I already voted for you.
What's that?
I already voted for you.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I did not vote for you.
Did you vote? No, you haven't even voted.
I have not done anything, man.
You're being shitty for no reason.
I know, but I will vote for you, man.
I wouldn't do that, man.
I do that on camera, man. I wouldn't do that off camera.
I wouldn't do it off camera. I would just do it in front of millions of people. Just, you know.
I turn into an asshole in front of this camera. You know that.
I'll fuck you over.
You know me.
I know you.
Yeah, but
Negro, we know you.
You know me. I'm going to run to the bathroom real quick.
Oh, you run into the bathroom real quick? Well, before you go, Martin, hold on. You got to tell everybody. Before you run to the bathroom, hey, everybody, we'll be right back. All right. Well, Martin, where did Martin go?
Go save, but so save the bell.
Oh yeah, man.
That's it.
Yeah, no, that was it. That was the style. Well, back
see,
then.
He's young, so we used to see what we dressed back then. Oh my god,
it really was crazy, man.
I go back to pictures I had, man, back in the '90s. God damn, I was like, what the fuck was I doing?
Dude, I go back to 2000
and look. Yeah, man, me too.
I go back to 2 months ago.
Who was I fucking? No, but like I go back to 97. I'm like, oh my god,
yo, really?
Like, what was I wearing?
Well, okay, so for 97, for you, you were,
I was 18.
You were 18. So what was it like to dress as an 18-year-old in 97?
Horrifying. I just said it like that. I mean, like, just the big jeans, they didn't fit right, acid washed.
Yeah.
You remember that shit?
Yeah, I remember those, yeah.
You're only 7 years older than me, man.
No, I was kind of wearing
the... 7 years older than me, right?
I was 7 years.
Yeah, you're only 7 years older than me.
Kind of wearing the same thing, man.
That's what I'm saying. So you only, you ain't that far away from me. So I'm saying, like, it was like, you know, acid wash jeans.
No, we ain't doing this. The chat, no, we ain't doing this. They said, get them. Roast round two.
Oh, no, no.
No, we ain't doing that.
We already...
Yeah, man. It was crazy, boy. It was crazy, man. What's going on?
We're not gonna do it.
I know y'all talking shit.
Actually, we were talking shit about each other.
We're
talking about what shit we used to wear in the 90s. I was talking about acid wash jeans and
everybody wore that. Yeah.
I know, but I'm just like, because he was like, well, I'm not sure. I was like, you're only 7 years older than me, man. You wearing the same shit. Don't even try it.
Yeah, no, so, I was saying I probably
97. I was 18. So
yeah, no, I think the what we avoided was the plaid and the ski caps.
Yeah, yeah, and even
I never wore that shit.
Yeah, no,
that was the grunge shit, man. That was really, you know, the only people could get the black people who got away with wearing plaid and dressing grunge were the West Coast Negroes.
Right.
You know,
yep. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was not a West Coast Negro at that time.
I was an Austin Negro.
I was an Austin Negro. The acid wash jeans, even worse with the outside zipper.
I was a thoroughbred Austin Negro. All right, let's go ahead and get into the trailer. I'm sorry. What is it?
Trailer Tuesday.
Damn, I love that, man. It does. I kind of felt the tremble over here, man. The vibration. The bass, yeah, if you will.
It's got a very Reggie Cathy vibe.
It does. It does. Oh, yeah. Well, for Trailer Tuesday. I can't do it like you. But what we're doing here is, you know what? Let me see what we got here. Let me roll up to it. So it was just a couple of months ago that your girl Taraji P. Henson, she was doing some crazy shit. You know, if you're hanging around with Tyler Perry going to have you going off a little bit.
Pretty much.
Tyler Perry used to like say, he used to reserve the insanity for the black man.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what kind of revelation he had, but I guess he ran out of Negroes, man, out of black dudes.
He ran out of dark-skinned Negroes.
He ran out of dark-skinned black man.
Hey,
so
can I
like,
get you to be like, nah, that's all right.
That's when he came up.
Evil.
Yeah, he came up and he said, black women, I hate to do this to y'all.
But I got dip from the well now.
Yeah. He's like, I'm looking in the bag. I'm fresh out of Negroes. So a black man, that is. So I got to mess with the black women. So he got up there and did this thing here, Acrimony, where she played an angry woman who tried to get back at her ex-husband, who was kind of a cool guy, and she lost her fucking mind in that movie.
Anyway, you said in the minute he gave her what she wanted, that's when she lost
it? She snapped.
What?
The moment that she got everything she wanted, when she said, that should be me, and he's like, okay, it's you. Fuck you! He's like, I don't think you heard me. No, it's too late. Too late for that shit.
But for real?
For yeah. Man, it is the most insane movie I have seen this year. Acrimony, man. I love it. I love it.
Some people say mad so long, that becomes their identity. So even if you apologize or make restitution, they ain't ready to give up their identity.
That's what, yeah. It's almost like she got like the anger of Stockholm Syndrome, a Stockholm Syndrome of anger. You know, she just couldn't get out. She just went down. She went down that anger hole too much, man. Couldn't climb back out. So that's why some people's like, woo, that girl scared me, man. That shit was crazy.
She sure is fine.
And she's fine, but I can't get with that. She's just a little too mad and a little too insane. And then she got Tyler Perry in there making it more insane.
Yeah, I mean, you ever see somebody in a role like that where you're like, listen, I know you're an actor and this isn't really you, but I feel like it could be, and I don't want to take no chances.
Yeah, people start to like say, you know what? She was so crazy in this movie. Tyler Perry almost fucked up. She was so crazy that people were like, you know, I'm going to think that's her. I don't know if I want to mess with Taraji today. But so now the perfect time is here for a Taraji P. Henson palate cleanser. So now we got a comedy. And it's one of them old, I mean, you know, we've been talking about 90s all night. Mm-hmm. We going back to some old screwball 90s.
We've been having so many things from the 90s pop back up suddenly. Oh.
Martin, this is going back
you're
to that.
I'm getting tired of it, too. I've been hearing you.
Well, no, I've actually kind of been enjoying it somewhat.
Really?
Yeah, it's been the best, though.
Well, with this, I wonder how you're going to like this, because now we're going back to, like, some true 90s wackiness, some true 90s conventions for comedy here.
All
right,
I knew somebody was going to ruin
some,
it.
Something, we've gone back. Oop, bump my head. And Hollywood bumping your head could bring you anything.
Oh, wait. I thought you were just joking around. Wait. Say what?
Oh, Martin. Let me not say anymore. Oh, Martin, we have Taraji P. Henson. She's not as crazy as she was before, but what she is in is kind of crazy. What Men Want. This is a remake of another film we'll tell you about in a little bit, but let's go ahead and watch the trailer for this right now. We'll be back with our reaction and review.
Sweet new wheels. A little pre-celebration for the big day, huh?
I'm making partner, baby. Time to break that glass ceiling.
We all know who deserves this. Give it up for our Summit Worldwide Sports Management's newest partner. Whoa! Allie, that pass was actually to Eddie. Woo!
Yeah! I'm so sick of this boys club.
B-E-T.
B-E-T.
I looked at Martin. I didn't want to say that.
No.
Martin Cornell.
Yeah. Said, it ain't a new company yet.
You see his face?
Oh.
BET Films? Ain't this about a bitch?
It ain't a company called Bet Movies. It is BET Motion Pictures.
Don't connect well with men. Just stay in your lane.
I don't trust women who don't get dudes. Like, I don't trust a man with no eyebrows and too many keys.
I know someone you should talk to.
I can help you connect with men. Why don't we have some tea?
This smells like dirt.
Oh, that's just jasmine tea. If you don't count the weed and the peyote and the crack.
Oh, hello. Welcome back, Miss Davis.
Thank God this one didn't die on me. Starting today, no more drinking at work.
Hey, that's too much information.
I didn't say anything.
I feel weird after last night.
Yeah, that's what happens when tequila meets desperation.
Okay, stop saying things you shouldn't be saying to your boss.
Holy crap.
Man. My inner boss.
Why did you do that?
The look on your face is priceless, man. I'm sorry. Marlo, he's about to lose it any minute.
See my face?
Marlo's looking like, bitch, I know you didn't. I'm not talking about Taraji P. Henson. I'm talking about the producers of this movie.
It's not been that long. Since the last one. We're not going to talk about that yet.
Yes, but there's a good reason to not go back down that road again.
Yeah.
Hear your inner thoughts.
Oh, my God. I can only hear men's thoughts.
That cloud you're walking through, that's my farts.
Yeah.
There was this psychic.
She gave me this tea.
And you drank it?
She said to.
I thought black people stopped drinking tea after Get Out.
Why weren't you complaining about men trying to keep you down?
Do we have any meetings on the books?
Nothing yet.
Except the private poker game tonight.
This is not a curse. This is a gift. You better
think the power to try. I should tap that ass.
Little lady, what you doing at the big boys' table, huh?
$2,000.
I'm bluffing these fools.
I'm missing Real Housewives.
Shaq finally has a winning hand. Why am I thinking in the third person?
I smell toast. Am I having a stroke? Wait, I have toast in my pocket. Whew.
January. Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Oh, Martin, this might be the next Get Out. Look, I
God damn.
Look, you know me. Now, I'm a fair person, so I'm not going to say what this movie's going to be like. I know I'm not, but I'm going to judge this trailer appropriately.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, man. I look at this, and I'm not trying to pick on this. I'm not trying to, again, be some kind of snob here. But I know this is supposed to be lighthearted. I know it's supposed to be fun, but God damn it, one of my top three most hated movie tropes in Hollywood for gaining anything is to hit your head.
Wasn't that what they used that last Amy Schumer movie?
Yeah, she hit her head.
And you also hate pratfalls.
And did it with a pratfall and did it while twerking. Now,
which is kind of funny.
Now, I know that, here's the thing. I know that this is based on another movie. This is based on the Mel Gibson comedy, What Women Want.
Let me get you a cab, sir.
Thank you, Flo.
You're welcome, my little sweet buns.
What did you say?
Nothing.
That's the same
thing.
I'm here. What women think?
Whoa. She is. Hey, sweet tits.
Yeah.
Sugar tits.
Sugar tits.
Are you on here?
I'm talking personal, private stuff. Oh, dear God.
I don't know how this happened to you.
And the other thing, you know, and with that movie, I know, yes, I mean, it ain't that crazy from what happened the last one. Here's the thing. The thing I hate the most behind hitting your head and getting powers is getting struck by lightning. And they kind of do that in the Mel Gibson original. But you know what? I'll give it to you for gaining special powers. I'll give you a lightning strike. It's lazy. It's lame.
It worked for the Flash.
It worked for the Flash.
Or getting electrocuted, something like that. It worked. Did it work for the Flash?
Yeah.
It worked in Justice League.
It worked for Powder. Yeah. Although the movie was directed by a pedophile. I mean, you know. I mean.
It's true.
I mean, he's in the clear now, but I mean, you know. Stop, man. Acquitted. And I don't mind getting hit on the head. If it means like, okay, I got amnesia, or, oh my God, I think I'm a different person. Oh, hey, look, I'm a chicken now. So, you know, I don't mind.
But that's hypnotism.
Okay, I'll take that then. But when you hit your head and you have telekinetic powers.
Well, yeah, or telephathy.
Telepathy, there you go. Well, you might as well be moving shit with her hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she might as well be a goddamn X-Man.
Moving motherfucking controls somewhere else.
Yeah, that is something that I hate, man. Lightning strikes, hitting your head, even hypnosis, even though it worked for Get Out. But sure, Get Out was such a great written movie.
Yeah, there's movies where it works. Like in Office Space, it works.
Yes.
Like to me, that gimmick, it's just a vehicle to move things forward. And I don't expect a lot to be paid attention to that, because hey, maybe you got a great script, you just need to get it going.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see this as that great script.
No, man. Because
the fact is, it's a remake of that Mel Gibson movie, and that was when Mel Gibson was sort of at the top of his popularity.
Yeah.
And that was a shitty ass movie. Movie was horrible.
Yeah, the movie is horrible.
The third act, you suck my dick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was already like nervously laughing as it's getting more and more insulting, and then by the third act, you're like, you know what, screw this.
And misogynistic.
Yes.
Yeah. And I get it.
And by the way, in Get Out, he was hypnotized. Not he didn't hit his head.
Yeah.
No, that's what we said.
Okay,
you got your Spike Lee moment.
Actually, no, let's not. No, sorry.
It ain't the same.
No, sorry, brother.
Which is why I would actually let this slide. Now, a while back, they remade that Kurt Russell movie. With Goldie Hawn, Overboard.
Oh, yeah, Overboard.
They remade
Anna Faris.
Yeah.
And
Eugenio Derbez.
What's his name?
Eugenio Derbez.
Yeah, and they made it because they said the first one was not only just kind of sexist, it was downright creepy.
Yeah.
You know, you pretty much kind of like. You kidnap a woman. Kidnap a woman, you kind of, in a way, slightly raping her life in a way.
Yeah.
With this, I can see why they would go and make this now. Because in this day and age, where women are having more of a voice and women are catching men on their bullshit,
yeah,
this probably could work better.
Yeah, no, it's a good opportunity to make a mini social statements.
And yeah, exactly. More of a social statement than that last movie did with Mel Gibson. Right.
And maybe this is just a bad trailer. Just what I see in this trailer, I go, man, y'all are just boiling people, especially men, down to just the most basic dog-like caveman
fart possible joke in the trailer.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, wow. So this is just populated with with men who are like no men that I actually interact with.
Right. Well, oh. that joke in the trailer, he would say, well, I hope she didn't smell that fart. Not like, oh yeah, you think that, you know, that smell, you smell, you smell, that's my fart. No, you would like be like, I hope she didn't smell me fart. But even then, in the trailer,
yeah,
that is true. Like,
yeah, it's a bit much.
That is true. Like, how much do you have to dislike women when you just want to fart on them? You know, you want to smell your ass. You know, like he's proud of it.
Satisfied.
Yeah, smell my shit.
You may as well be Mel Gibson right there.
Yeah, sugar tits. Smell my
or
shit.
Chuck Berry, I like to do that.
Hey, maybe it's a classism thing where he's like, I'm just a valet guy.
That so is true.
I'm farting on these rich
could
people.
Could be that.
No, then you know what? That is true. That's why I'm saying there's so much here that they just I don't think this trailer's pitching this movie to what could be something decent to a nice message. And here's the other thing. I know okay. You say you don't know some guys like that. I see the – what you talking about?
I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm saying I don't know.
Well, see, you ain't going to like what I'm going to say because I'm going to say,
you
man.
You don't know me?
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm going to say, man, you know I can't really buy this premise because, well, first of all, I was kind of mad about this scene right here.
I should tap that ass.
You know, the brother didn't act on it.
Right.
He didn't do anything. He just said, he saw it. Can we, now we can't have our thoughts?
No, brother, have you not been paying attention? No, hey, we don't get to have that no more.
You know my biggest problem with this is? You know
and this movie confirms it.
My biggest problem with this is?
You don't get to look and have those, if you want to have those thoughts, you got to pay $20 over next door at the titty bar.
Martin, yeah.
keep in your mind still.
Yeah. I just got my game down where I can just catch a quick glance of something and store it in my head and keep my thoughts to myself.
No. We're about 6 months away from getting Me Too'd by strippers.
But you know,
he paid me $20, but you should have seen the way
he looked at me.
When I sat on his lap and gyrated. But you know, Dave Chappelle already did this, remember? In Chappelle's show, they did the real version of movies.
Oh, yeah.
He said what
somebody
men want.
Said
he already
that.
Did
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He already
yeah.
did that.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, what men, he was like, it would be disgusting. It was guys saying shit like that. He already did that as a parody for like, what was it? 45 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's written out the whole movie.
And that's the thing with the premise here. You know,
and nobody's going to sound good.
If this premise were true, every man would lose his job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if a woman could hear our thoughts, shit, we'd damn near be in jail.
Go to prison.
Yeah, and half the women out there would be too. You thought Twitter was bad?
Oh, yeah.
I heard that. I didn't say nothing.
Billy, you know, now I know he's going to be nice, but you know, it's nasty up here.
Kiss me at 2 a.m.?
No, that I know.
Yeah. It ain't none but one long porno flick playing up here. And I'm sorry. That's, you know, that's the other thing.
Me
about,
too.
Because if they wanted this to be like a true story, every man would have to be lobotomized or trained to think about kittens and flowers all day. This shit would not.
What's that movie with it?
A Clockwork Orange. Yeah. We'd be having to watch like My Little Pony all day. Condition us.
Still getting hard.
Yeah. Pony got an ass crack.
Yeah, I know. Look at Pony's ass.
Nice try, motherfuckers.
That man is thick.
Oh, she pink.
Yeah, don't take our thoughts. Let us have our thoughts, man.
Yeah, you better show me Harry Potter some shit.
Last thing we got. But think about all the dark shit that she would be hearing out there, you know, if she was actually hearing people's thoughts. Because, again, being a lighthearted comedy, you don't hear that. Like, you don't hear some guy like, boy, I should beat the shit out of that hooker last night. Or, I like watching snuff films. You know?
ShamWow guy?
Yeah. 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 So, you know, these things here, they're always this takes me back to the 90s. This would be a movie by something like Hollywood Pictures back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a flimsy premise. I do like the casting in it. I like Taraji P. Henson. I like Erykah Badu as herself.
Erykah Badu?
Yeah.
I didn't recognize her.
Oh, yeah, man. I was trying to figure out who that was.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
You got Jason Jones in there too, right?
Who's Jason Jones?
Samantha Bee's husband?
Oh, is he in this?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that him?
Yeah.
The dark haired guy?
Yeah.
I tell you one thing I do
in Big Head from Silicon Valley.
Oh, Big Head from Silicon Valley, yeah.
But I saw Jason Jones in there, I did.
Tracy
Morgan.
No, he's in there.
Tracy Morgan, there you go. That I like.
Do I have toast in my pocket?
Man, that's the thing. At first,
this Negro man.
At first, I thought this could be a good thing and a bad thing. At first, I thought Tracy Morgan was going to be the love interest in this. Which I was
like, your tongue.
I was like, man, in a way that can be cool, in a way, you know, because you know,
horrifying,
horrifying. Because he would never call her by a character's name. He just, Tarashi, I love you.
He wouldn't even say a real.
He would say her character name. I want to hustle and flow with you.
And she'd be like, I'd be understand what he's saying in his head if he take the bubble gum out of his mouth. Because yeah. I can't understand what the fuck he's saying.
I love you, Tarashi.
We'll get you pregnant, girl.
I'm gonna get away here. Yeah.
Stick you behind the junior high thing and get you pregnant.
Yeah, you know that's fly. Yeah. But you know, with
toast,
with him in the movie, I was like, all right, you know, I'm kind of disappointed. Not because he's not the love interest in this.
Oh, really?
No. Why?
You sure?
I read they don't show it yet.
I know a Negro ain't the love interest. Come on, man.
Yeah. No. No. Hell no.
For a second.
No. This right here has this is the guy from Hidden Figures. I forgot the guy's name.
Oh,
Aldis somebody.
No, that's my brother's, one of my brother's best friends. Aldis,
really?
God damn, what's his last name? Well, he was on. He was
obviously
also
not
on,
your best friend.
No, it's not mine. I said my brother. He was on the show on TNT.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of stuff. I think he was in Black Mirror.
Yeah,
I think
he's doing a lot of stuff.
I think
he's
was
a
in
great actor. He's a great guy.
Straight Out of Compton. And yeah, also,
he's a great guy. Great
being
actor.
The love interest here, he was with her in the movie Hidden Figures. He was also
right.
A love interest in that. Oh, no, he was with Janelle Monáe. But in a way, he has worked closely with Taraji P. Henson. Wouldn't it be cool if this is a sequel? He's just cheating on her.
But he's been acting. Remember, he was a kid in Die Hard with a Vengeance.
I did not know
he was one of Sam Jackson's nephews in that movie.
Jesus,
wow! Yeah,
He's been in the game for a long time.
So he's been out there.
Yeah.
And you know what? Regardless of what I've said about Taraji P. Henson in this movie right here, I do really like her, man. You know, I learned right after Hustle and Flow how much range that she has.
Oh yeah,
emotional range in a way. You know, I haven't seen her.
She could be. I mean, she's going to have to, but she could be the one who holds all this together.
I think so. And she, and a lot of things she does, man. As crazy as she was in this movie, she was still giving it her all, man. Like the passion that she put behind the anger in this film right here. If that had been a better script, that would have been a hell of a performance to remember.
Sure.
Man.
I mean, and when I watched Empire, I was watching it mostly for her. Whenever she would come on screen, I was like, what is she going to do next?
Cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cookie, yeah. Cookie.
And also, this is by the producers of Girls Trip, which is a movie that surprised a lot of people. You know, this is the one where everybody came back and said, look, that trailer was very misleading. You know, it looks like a black female hangover,
right,
in a way. And a lot of people came back and said that, you know what, this is it's actually a decent movie and considered to be one of the best comedies of the year last year.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, like, okay, again, this might be a misleading trailer where this gives me a lot of hope. But also, in addition to the producers of Girls Trip, we also have the producers of Ride Along. And I'm like, and while I didn't see Girls Trip, I saw Ride Along.
Right. Plus it makes you go, oh, wait. The producers, not the director.
Not the director.
Not the writers.
Not the writers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you realize sometimes producers, they, and I don't know how often this happens, maybe you have to be Spielberg level, because Spielberg actually got paid sometimes just for having his name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's something. What happens, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it seems to happen with TV shows all the time where somebody who's a star is now an executive producer. You go mm-hmm. like, oh, man, you're producing this. It's like, no, I got a producer's credit.
Right.
That means I have some say in it. I get a bigger check, but that's about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It means that I can keep them from making me do something I don't want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, or you have just enough clout to where somebody says, look, man, if you just put your name on here, it'll help sell this. We'll pay you good. Spielberg, yeah, seriously, man, he got like millions just for putting his name on something.
Sure.
Just his name. And, you know, I mean, look, like I said, man, even after the things that we talked about, I just don't think this is a strong trailer right here.
Well, you know, I mean, you see the BET Productions, which is like, you guys have a channel. You could be showing it there. And that release date of January 11th.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Become kind of leery of movies that just put cameos in there for no reason. Yeah. Like, I'm looking at this cameo right, like, you got Mark Cuban in here and Shaq over there. Shaq is I forgot the other guy's name.
The other basketball player. What's
Tony
his name?
Parker, right?
Oh, okay.
No, that's not Tony Parker. That's the one, Garrett.
But anyway, you know, you got I love they got Shaq in there. I believe Shaq is getting to be just a little bit better of an actor.
He is.
Seeing him in Uncle Drew.
And Uncle Drew, he was good.
Yeah. And, you know, looking at him here, it's funny because we're talking about how Dirty Man think. He'd be the most innocent-minded man in there. Because, you know, he'd be thinking about ham sandwich, the general insurance, Isaiah Hodge, French fries.
Bullshit. He'd be the worst one.
You think so?
Icy Hodge. Those basketball players, they was up to all kind of shit. And one of the main reasons he's mad at Kobe because Kobe dropped a dime on it.
Oh, so that's what he's thinking right now. Shit, I hope she don't read my mind. Should I just turn myself in right now?
Yeah, but him fucking around on his wife.
Oh Jesus, yeah. Really?
I didn't know that.
Be fun if they have a scene with him where he's wearing a tinfoil hat.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, well, shit. Maybe he shouldn't be in this movie. I hope Taraji don't know what I really did. Where's the aluminum foil at?
Where's it going?
When you say, think about My Little Pony. Why am I hard right now?
Like I said, icy hot.
Yeah, icy hot.
Everything I'm endorsing. Everything I tell you. Yo, can you dig it?
Well, let me see here. I think that this is it's just, again, not a strong trailer. It's something that I think that we can actually.
But hey, who knows?
We don't know. Don't want to come down
too hard. We won't know until we see it.
It's been after I went in thinking like how much this movie. I'm like, man, this is getting on my nerves watching this trailer. But then after all the things we talked about, and some of these movies that were surprises, and some of the people that they have in here, I'm thinking, all right, give it the benefit of the doubt.
Right? Yeah, I've been surprised a bunch lately by movies.
I really have too. Shit, we even laughed at Get Out. Remember?
Yeah.
What the hell is this bullshit? Man, I know they didn't.
This might be the best movie of the year.
Yeah, I'll say this.
I mean, like, Taraji P. Henson, she's an amazing actress. She's gorgeous. Like, there's other actors in there that look great. But there's a bunch of tropes in there that I know both of you motherfuckers hate.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of pratfalls.
I'm not going to deny that.
A lot of hitting the heads. I mean, how many pratfalls are in this motherfucker? I mean, come on.
I know. But again, it's really hard to tell sometimes.
It's a trailer. And sometimes, like you say, trailers lie. Yeah. So y'all enjoy.
Yeah.
I won't be there.
The person cutting the trailer says, like, oh, yeah, I've been doing this for 25 years. I know how this goes. And it's like, well, okay.
Right. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Everything playing now.
Shit, y'all be there.
I won't be. You gonna be? I'm
on something. Hey, it might be on a Monday.
We're gonna scoop you, man.
Might be on Monday, I might be home.
You know what they should? You know what they should make? I wish they make a movie where everybody else can read Mel Gibson's mind.
We already read it. You heard the text.
Well, he's good now, but I just want to see him going around like, hey, that's Chicka Tits right there. Look like she slept with a pack of niggas.
What I'm saying is you don't need to read his mind. He just says it.
No, he's on rehab now. He's like, oh, there's a pack of niggas. I'm sure they aren't going to rape anyone.
Yeah.
I told you to blow me in the hot tub. Now, I own Malibu. You're a fucking Jew, aren't you? Pack of niggers.
Yeah, there's some Jews. How about that?
How about that? Aren't they great for other people?
Let's see here. Let's see what we got.
That's a nice looking woman. It'd be better if she was blowing me, but I won't ask.
She should be fucking blowing me, but you know.
You don't have to read his mind. Just look at his face.
He looks nuts right now.
I'll kill everybody in this fucking room.
He looks nuts there right there, didn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, you can get an odd photo of it. You might find a picture of him in fishnets.
Or wearing denim. You never know.
What's that supposed to mean?
Denim what fishnets.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean? And denim? And little bitch, I ain't going to do both. That don't match.
Oh, let's go ahead and move on to our next thing here.
Yes.
Let's see what we got. I want to let y'all know. I got to read this email right here. Let me see. Oh, this is from Jason Schneep. I think Schneep. That's his name. And let me see if I can find
Jew.
It. Let's see. Jeffrey. I got that all wrong. Jeffrey Salacheap.
God damn, man. You were way off.
I was close.
No, you weren't.
He said here, I would love for you to have your take on this mess right here. And the mess that he's talking about is, let me see, mayonnaise. Now,
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, Martin. Now, you know, mayonnaise has long been seen as a long. Damn, you got some mayonnaise, and then he just walks out the room. That's too white for me. I heard Trump. Trump likes mayonnaise. I'm out.
Mayonnaise. I'm out.
But there's this article that had people going crazy this weekend. A lot of people losing their minds. And this article here, is about how. Now, Martin, you and I, first of all, we're older and we're black. So we have just very little need for mayonnaise. But what we use it for, you know, we eat this for very special occasions and very special dishes.
A BLT ain't the same without it.
Well, Martin, you're not going to like this because there's an article that scared people like you and all the other mayonnaise lovers out there.
I like mayonnaise.
They said, of course you would. That's your code for white women.
What the fuck did I put myself out there?
I know. The moment you said it, I was like, wow.
The moment I said
I tried
it,
to. Like, did you see me step back?
I would have been disappointed in you if you had not taken that.
I stepped back.
Hey, checkmate, brother. All right. Fine, you got me.
I was like, you going to move your queen there?
Okay. I thought about it. Really, I was just kind of like, for real?
It felt like a trap.
I'm going to risk it.
All right.
White women.
Let's go ahead and chop our white women real quick. I mean, mayonnaise. I mean, whatever. Just commence. I can't believe I walked into that.
Would you like white bread with that? But
I'm really disappointed in myself. Go ahead.
No, Jesus Christ.
You couldn't help yourself.
It's okay.
Did somebody say white?
But here, we got this this article that came out where they said that millennials are not only disliking mayonnaise, but they are actually killing mayonnaise. They say here, it's not even dying. They say millennials have killed mayonnaise. And you look at this and I'm thinking, so by this rationale here, mayonnaise is like an endangered species. It's on the outs.
Okay.
I hope not.
It's like, it's funny because I read this and I'm thinking, God damn, they will blame millennials for anything. We got a whole generation after millennials. We got Generation Z.
Right.
And people... People ain't blaming them for nothing. They blame millennials. They say, you know what? You going to fuck it up for them. First, y'all ruined music. Y'all ruined movies. And now y'all done ruined condiments. I understand why y'all are so mad right now. Like, our generation and above, we've done a lot of things to fuck up the employment, economics for a lot of young people out there.
Now, wait a minute. It was the generation before us that was fucking that up.
We were doing it too. Well,
we thought that was the way it was supposed to go.
Hey, Martin, we burst that bubble too. I was in the middle. I was over there.
With your pen going.
Yeah. I was part of that generation where, you know, I was at some startup and half the time we were playing foosball instead of working. You know? Hey, we had beer Fridays, you know.
And, yeah, I was at those startups too, but I was just like, I'm not going to be playing on that table because I'm supposed to be over here working.
Yeah, well, I contributed to the bubble bursting, that is. So we messed up for a lot of people, and y'all still catching hell, man. But, you know, I even say, you know, forget millennials that are doing this right now. If mayo is dying, then that is a failure on all white people.
You know? Y'all couldn't do this one thing.
That's y'all's food, man. Maybe I'm being racist here, but I thought the white the mayo on white bread sandwiches was a real thing.
Well, man, as we come, you know, the calendar turns, and now there's new foods that are like, hey, these are the good foods. Those are the bad foods.
Yeah.
And mayo ended up on the bad list.
I know. You know, y'all out there, these white supremacists out there in Charlottesville and everything, y'all need to be marching for mayo right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, I'm thinking about this, it's kind of like, damn it, they're taking out white condiments too.
instead of the hoses throwing mayonnaise on people.
Yeah. Hey, I got, if y'all want to march for that, I got y'all back on that. All this other shit, I don't know, but I got you on mayo. Because here's the thing with mayo, man. First of all, if mayo truly is dying, it ain't extinct. If you, like Martin said, go to the land of the original white man. Go to the UK.
Yeah, when they eat french fries and mayo.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's true.
Look at this. This is from the independent.co.uk. Mayonnaise outsells ketchup in the UK for the first time ever. They said mayo is king over there.
Oh, yeah.
It, so it is.
I went to London. They were like, for ketchup, they were like, what the fuck? Okay, I guess if you want to kill
that,
yourself.
Is that for your hotcakes or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They love it.
So I was like, no.
Yeah. They dipping them fish and chips all in that white sauce right there.
They do. Yes, they do.
Yeah. And the article where that got everybody going crazy is from PhillyMag.com. Like, that really shook people's world this weekend. Now, if people are really freaked out about mayo right here. And it's funny too, because mayo back in the day, mayo was strong. The mayo, because first of all, there weren't that many condiments, and they put commercials out about mayonnaise, like mayonnaise would bring families together.
Oh.
Autumn leaves, and your guys get hungry raking them up. Don't they deserve your best? Then start with creamy, fresh Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. Only real mayonnaise is light and delicate enough to turn even a sandwich into a special treat.
Like, Dad, they busting the room.
I heard there was some mayonnaise in here.
Who got that goddamn mayo? Mama, stop bullshitting.
And see, this is a family that got nothing going on in their lives but mayonnaise. This is the way she's looking at her.
And raking leaves.
And raking leaves and mayonnaise. After a hard day at Rick Lee's, my man deserves mayo.
Mayo. It's like they run a marathon instead of water, they're handing the mayonnaise.
Yeah, like they drink it. Yeah, just pouring it on their heads. Ooh. Yeah, man. This is, I think that now we all know, we all have our stereotypes, and I really do think it was commercials like these that made it look like, you know, white people really love mayo, because y'all are like, man, they are like looking at mayonnaise and then they're looking at their families adoringly.
It's just funny to see it as something like, to think that at one time it was something special.
It was mayonnaise.
Because I'm like, yeah, it's mayonnaise.
But it's going on a sandwich. It's like, it's not like that she's just giving them mayonnaise.
But that's the funny thing. It's like, oh, when you put it on a sandwich, that you make it all.
Oh,
I'm like,
shit.
Wait, what else do you use it for? Yeah. Other than putting on sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah. The real commercial should be like this. When your man's had a hard day at work, get that mayo up on that.
Yeah.
And black people are like, man, I know what I'm opening myself up to. But we all like mayonnaise too. Black people like mayonnaise.
No, they do. I'll talk to you about that in a little bit.
I know it's gonna hit that.
You know what? It's like when the kids go to bed, like the husband and wife are just soaking in mayo like a like a hot tub. Right. I can't wait for the kids to go to sleep.
So your face.
Fuck my man in mayo.
Better put them kids to bed. I got that mayonnaise.
Got that mayo for your ass. But you know what? Now here's the thing about mayonnaise. If millennials can be blamed for anything here in a lot of places, it's for like losing your fucking minds over anything. Mayo ain't going nowhere.
No, as a matter of fact, the last time I had to buy some last month, and I went to Randall's, and there's all these variations of mayonnaise.
Martin, that's the thing about it. Now,
what it like this
salad dressing,
aioli, and they're making it with olive oil now and sriracha.
No, I got you here. Here's the deal. And we'll talk about what Martin's saying in a minute. I mean, the thing with mayonnaise that got people – see, y'all take something and run with it. Just one little thing. Mayonnaise has, at least since 2017, it has dipped a little bit. I'm looking at this in the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal reporting on mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise just dipped a little bit.
Yeah, dip.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So this is what happens when Trump doesn't tweet. The Wall Street Journal devotes space to talking about mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is perfect. Omarosa's a dog.
Maybe Trump should be tweeting more because we're losing our shit over mayonnaise. Mayonnaise dipped 6%. Oh, God. Fuck. My sandwich. You know, this is... This is 6.7% that it fell between 2012 and 2017 right there. Small mayonnaise brands, though, which made up just 3.2% of the market years ago, have almost doubled their share. So this is like, I mean, if people fell to look at that right there. You know, this is not unusual what is happening here. And here's the reason why this is probably happening to mayonnaise. Things change.
Yeah.
Things change, and the first thing that's probably going to get hit. Now, this is going to sound crazy, Billy. You're laughing now, but listen.
I'm just saying, no. This is happening to mayonnaise. Now, it just keeps
the world needs to know. The world's losing it right now. But man, now, here's the thing, Billy. The condiment world is changing.
Oh,
is
it? Yes. Oh, it's changing, baby?
It's changing, baby.
Well, hit me to it, baby.
Oh,
baby.
Oh.
Well, salsa's not just for Mexicans anymore.
No.
Everybody's in a salsa.
Yeah. I didn't know that was just Mexicans.
At one time.
Could you raise
it? Until it crossed that border and got over here. But and don't worry about it. Trump going to outlaw that pretty soon, too.
Yeah.
No more salsa. No more guacamole.
Not made by those racist and criminals.
I eat my tortilla chips with mayonnaise.
Barbecue sauce is way too black.
Yeah. You must raise mayonnaise back up to where his proper place is. But the thing with this is that the condiment world is changing. So what happens when the condiment world changes? Mayonnaise is going to be the first one to get hit. And I'll tell you why. Because mayonnaise is fucking weird. It is a weird thing with people. And this is everywhere. We made some jokes, some race jokes and whatnot. But it's weird with everybody. If you are like me, if anybody's like me, I have a love-hate relationship with mayonnaise. And listen, hear me out now. Hey, like you said, hear me out, baby. Because the thing, you might be there with me.
Actually, I think I might be. That's why I was laughing.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm going to put this out there. I want to ask you something, how you think about this. My thing with mayonnaise is that I can't even stand to look at it. I can't stand to look at it. I saw a video how it was made, and they put that mayonnaise in that jar, and that was one of the most disgusting.
You're fucking me up now.
Yeah, I know. That was one of the most disgusting things to me.
Okay, I don't like that.
Mayonnaise jiggles
because you imagine this being filled with semen. That's why
that doesn't help.
No, it kind of does. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's kind of what it is for me. Yeah. I'm gonna admit that, but damn, man, you are you inside my head right now? Because as soon as I saw that, I was like, that's jizz.
Well, when you see jars being filled of it, it's like, damn,
that's me in college.
No, I just see like bulls being masturbated, and they just put these jars ready. You know,
all right.
But this
no sandwiches for me for a while. But go ahead.
No, I'll take it further. But then mayonnaise just jiggles, man. It's like
it does jiggle.
Jiggling is for pudding or sweet things or for asses. You know,
but sweet things.
Yeah, sweet. Somebody say
sweet. Ass,
yeah, sweet. Yeah. Somebody say they both the same thing. Yeah. Dessert and ass. Why not even have it in one? But this is like. Mayonnaise just the consistency of it. It just wiggles and jiggles, and when I see it, I just don't like it.
No explanation for it.
Ew!
Just sitting on top.
See, I can't.
It's a mayo tumor.
I can't.
Okay, well, see, when they do it like that, they made it look gross on purpose.
Yeah.
But even when
I get mayonnaise, I do like this. Boom, spread it real quick. Don't think about it.
Okay.
It's on the sandwich. I got to have it on my sandwich. Mm-hmm. I cannot eat a sandwich without mayonnaise. That's all.
Okay. What kind? Now, are there particular sandwiches that you eat it with?
Turkey and cheese.
Turkey and cheese? Turkey and cheese.
Cheese.
No.
I said cheese.
He's in my head, man.
Motherfucker, I didn't know cheese is in your head.
The way he said it, it sounded like that to me,
man,
too.
Fuck both of y'all. How about that? Turkey and cheese. How about that?
Thank you. Okay.
Want me to sing it for you?
Thank you. Enunciate.
I'm going to enunciate my ass. You know I didn't say no goddamn cheese. You heard what you wanted to hear, goddamn.
Man, fuck he was y'all. In my head, man. I didn't mean to.
Someone's going to be upside down heads in a minute.
You said those words. You act like I'm Charles Xavier.
Yeah, you're with each other. I love this. It's my favorite. Yeah. Go on each other. That's great.
But.
Yeah, 300.
Now, see, you like it on turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
And see, when I see people, that's why I have to like scoop mayonnaise a certain way and put it on there because I don't like big ass scoops. I have to have it a certain amount. Yeah. You know?
So you don't see it. Kinda.
Yeah, and you like it with BLTs.
Yes. Meat sandwiches, basically.
Yeah.
Anything with meat, yeah.
Turkey, bacon, tuna.
What's that? Burgers. Oh, you know what? Burgers I do, but burgers have to be a certain thing. There are certain foods that I like this with. No, man, I'm weird with it. I'm telling you.
Do you like mayonnaise?
You know what? I do love mayonnaise. Here's the thing. Like Martin said, I love tuna fish salad, and when I get when I get tuna fish, when I make it with relish, I have to put like heaps of mayonnaise in it. Like it has to be creamy.
Your wife
tuna
does
salad.
It too, like that.
Yeah, she does.
She puts a shit ton in there.
And you know what? And I love that about her.
No, I do too. I had one time. Your wife made it. I was like, God damn.
And my wife,
hell, yeah.
Just don't drop that shit on the floor.
Yeah, I was going to say, you dropped on the floor, did you?
Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
We got into a huge argument about that.
I know better than that.
But she makes her own mayonnaise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, whatever she made me was fucking delicious.
Yeah. Now, that's the one time I got freaked out by mayonnaise.
When?
It was when it was an infomercial when they had a hand mixer early on. Mm-hmm. It was called a Bamix, and it had that same old woman who was always doing those things. And she was like, and you can make your own mayonnaise with this. And I was like, oh, what's in mayonnaise? Is it dairy? I don't know.
It's eggs.
The eggs, lemon juice, pepper, and then a shit ton of oil.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then she, there you go. And I was like, so all this time is just basically oil?
Yeah.
And that's milk in it or something?
And that's another thing that's contributing.
There's no dairy?
No, there's no dairy at all.
It's just eggs, oil, and
lemon juice and pepper.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's the thing, man. That's,
I don't want to know how it's made. I just want to
eat it. It's too late now.
I know.
And that's the thing with the, that's another thing that's contributing to that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, tuna fish, it, you know, certain foods I'll eat it with heaps of it. There are certain places that I go if just by I guess nostalgia, maybe if I go to a certain place, I can only eat mayonnaise in its rawest form there, where it's not mixed into something. And that is there's a place in Waco, and it's called Lee's Drive-In. That place has been there my whole life.
God damn, dude, that place looks haunted.
Yeah. You sure my Uncle Paco know that motherfucker?
I feel like you go there and it's nothing but ghosts serving you.
Oh, you know what? No, man, it was an Asian dude that moved into Waco.
Asian dude,
yeah, and Lee, yeah, and he lived in that black neighborhood for years.
Did he sell you a gremlin after?
I think we ate it. But let me continue on with this. But there's a thing called the link basket sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And the link basket sandwich has a
brisket.
That's from there, man. And underneath that toast right there, that is a salad. And that salad, it's a sorry ass salad. Ain't nothing but shredded lettuce. It got pickles. It got one slice of tomato. And for salad dressing, what they do is they take a big scoop of mayonnaise. And that's it.
Wow.
And I mixed the barbecue sauce from that link right there with the mayonnaise.
Oh.
And died.
Oh, yeah.
I've eaten it like that my whole life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, hey. I bet it's good.
Do me a favor, man. For old time's sake, go back to the next restaurant.
Oh, right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was like
every
like
place.
I got to defend the place because a lot of small towns have places like this.
I love places like that.
And they are the best food that you have.
Hey, no, I love places like that. I just want to see it.
That one just I'm trying
to clock that motherfucker. I'm saying I love places like that.
Oh, no. I ain't even like defending it because it's in Waco. I've gone to so many towns that got something like that, and you always got some homeless dude hanging out in the front.
There's a place in Brady looks just like that. We used to go to when I was a kid.
Brady,
Texas. Yeah.
Now here's something I'm curious about with the downfall of mayo, because we've been talking about how
Before you get to that, just in case I don't miss some, I'll let you get to it, because the last thing I can eat with this is, he said hamburgers. I can eat a hamburger with mayonnaise, but only if it's prepared a certain way. It can't be too runny and juicy because the mayonnaise will run off of it and get a little bad. Oh. Mm-hmm. I have to have like a little bit of a crust on the meat, mm-hmm. and I have to have it shredded lettuce like that. Oh. I can't have a whole
ketchup,
lettuce.
There's something about mayonnaise and shredded lettuce that works.
What is it about that? It's like
a sandwich.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but yeah, shredded lettuce with mayonnaise on a sandwich. Or
So that's not just me.
No, it's not just you.
No, me too.
I used to go to Rob's Big Boy. That's how they had their burgers.
Oh my God,
heavy on mayonnaise and shredded lettuce, and it was so good.
Yeah. Now, what were you asking about?
Well, I'm thinking about this. Like, we keep talking about mayo in connection with sandwiches, but you know, the trend now is to not eat so much bread, because everybody's realized, bread makes you fat. So if you're not eating bread, you're not eating sandwiches. So I would think that would put mayo in a bind.
Well, that's part of it. The first thing that actually put mayo back, besides people just being fickle about how they eat mayo, because like I said, when the problem with mayo is probably the first one to get hit, because it's other condiments coming in and just giving you more choices. Sriracha was one of the first things that came in and pushed that. Everybody started loving sriracha, and everybody started being on this condiment kick after that.
People trying different things.
Ugh,
dude. Too spicy for me.
Oh, I love it.
So that's the thing, man.
It's too much for me.
And also, mayo has given way to people with health. And it's not just millennials who are doing that. From that Wall Street Journal article, they said there's a they say here there that the big brands have lost some cachet, but they have a woman here, Beverly Tannell, a Dallas area mother of three, says she used to buy both Miracle Whip and Hellman's mayonnaise to use in different recipes. They each have their place, but then she said she hasn't been buying it that much lately. She says, I've gone away from it for health reasons. Instead, her 16-year-old daughter has her buying avocado oil mayonnaise from a small brand called Primal Kitchen. So, yeah, you know, bread is a part of that.
Yeah.
People who are eating, you know, things like avocado oil mayo now, which shows that mayo has also kind of done itself in as far as taking the dip because they
that
have
fucking mayo.
It's evolved, man.
Yeah.
You know, you got, as you said, aioli,
mm-hmm.
mayo. Yeah. Shit, it's damn near mutated. They got two things fused together. They got mayonnaise and ketchup, and they call it mayo chup.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, wow.
You can get it in one bottle.
I mean, I'm used to mayo stirred, where it's mixed with mustard and mayonnaise, but I ain't had that mayo chup.
Jesus. Mayo chup. It just don't even sound right.
But that's pretty much what they put on your burgers at Wendy's.
Yeah, that sure, is true, because they mix it together.
Yeah,
yeah, but I just get the two separates. I'd rather not have them mixed together than that.
What's
weird.
The difference?
Because I don't know what the fuck.
It's the way our mind's been trained, you know. That's what it is.
All the grease and, I mean, I don't know what they're doing. That I don't know how they're making it together. It looks weird.
They're doing the same thing you do. They're just doing it before you.
I don't know.
It's the way we've been trained to think. Like me, I can't eat mayo.
I bet you tastes weird. I bet you doesn't taste like mayo and I'm sorry, ketchup mixed together.
So often when they do things like that, they don't. But I bet that does.
Yeah.
No, maybe it does. Okay, fine, because it's Heinz. That's a good company.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying. I don't know.
All right. Gotcha.
I just like to have.
Definitely. We got it.
You want to talk about mayonnaise all goddamn day?
Yeah, no, I've had the avocado oil mayonnaise, and it's good. But nothing beats Hellman's mayonnaise. That's the gold standard.
Yeah, and that, you know what, and that's the thing, man. It's no matter what, that's why mayo ain't going away, because people still like it. I tell you, man, as much as I don't like mayo, every now and then when I see that Hellman's mayonnaise, I'm like, I picture the things I do like it with.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Even you talking about it now, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to eat a BLT for breakfast tomorrow. I don't care what nobody
says. That's what I like it with.
Yeah. Shut up. So don't worry, y'all. You know, for all you nasty-ass people who love mayonnaise that much, it ain't going nowhere. The haters ain't taking it away. Mayonnaise is still here. Just... You know, it's funny. It's just funny that mayonnaise took so the world by storm this weekend that it made the news and got millennials shook about things that it had to be a thing a couple of people asked about. It ain't going nowhere. It ain't going nowhere at all. Nah. No, hell no. I dare them to take mayo away. Shit. Y'all can snap. Thanos can snap his fingers and take everything else away. But mayonnaise better still be there.
Worried about bread and mayonnaise, or you could just work out.
You better snap your fingers again.
Yeah.
Bring that shit back. Bring that mayo stirred or whatever the fuck it is.
Mayo chup.
Mayo chup.
Let's see here. Let me see.
And the white woman will still bring it to you. After you rake the leaves.
Let me see. We got another news here. We got this. This thing that happened. This is not a good thing at all. It might bring things down a little bit, and I'm sorry if it does. But you know, we have to discuss this in some kind of way. And this happened, I think, this weekend in Baltimore. So there was a guy who was a cop had this guy up against the wall, and he did something to the guy.
Yeah.
The guy felt intimidated, and the guy told the cop, and kind of flicked his finger back, said, "Hey, man, you know, stop poking at me. You know, stop trying to intimidate me." And of course, you know, certain cops, who hate to have their authority questioned, this dude just snapped and just started wailing on this guy when the guy didn't fight back. And this is, as it says, this has graphic content.
For what? I got all that. Don't worry about it. I'm not touching him.
Hey, yo,
I got all that, dummy. I got all that.
You know, here's the thing. And yes, for those who are listening, that is not a white cop. That's a black cop. So if you think we just doing this and got a preference for certain cops out there, that is not the case. A cop abusing his authority is no matter what color they are, is somebody that does not need to be on the side of law enforcement.
And unlike in the movies, his partner was not pulling him off, saying, nope. Come on, man, you got to get under control. Don't do this.
Just sitting there watching.
Stand there watching.
Make sure nobody else jumped in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, and this guy.
Two black cops.
Yeah, there was two black cops. Yeah.
Let's get that straight, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about this, but I didn't see it. Actually, in my head, the beating was more brutal, so I'm glad to see it. But, yeah, they didn't. I got to say, on the radio, they did not mention that the cop was black.
I read about it.
How do you feel about that? I mean, I'm not trying to lean one way or another. Since you brought up, so people who are listening can hear what your opinion is on that. Is that a good thing they didn't say that? Bad thing they didn't say that? What do you think?
Oh, just the fact that they didn't say it?
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Because the incident, because it's not about, it's not a racial thing. It's about cops, once again, abusing the authority.
Yeah. There are parts of these stories where, yes, the cops have... it's just a part of a wider story. You do have cops that do need training to know how to deal with people that are different from them that they probably haven't dealt with before. That's why cops are quick to shoot black men, because they see them as a threat based on what they've been taught during their lives.
Well, the radio also mentioned that the cop and this guy have some history.
And that's the thing with here.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. No. This guy.
Oh, I didn't
now,
know.
In this particular case, the race, while it only matters in showing that all cops are capable of corruption, mm-hmm. and nobody has a bias here,
right?
You know, the bigger issue is that cops have always somewhat been able to abuse their authority, and we're just now getting more glimpses of that with video these days. That's that right there. This beatdown, which is horrifying people so much, that's nothing new.
No, it's not.
That ain't that they'll beat this dude in the street, then take his ass in the car and beat him somewhere else if they could get away with it.
Yeah, and his partner looks like he's just like straightening him out so he can whip his ass more. I mean, didn't it look like that?
Yeah, well, like, I don't know what the partner thought he was going to do, because he wasn't stepping in to stop it.
He was just kind of...
Yeah, like he's refereeing, like, let's just keep it within this circle here.
Yeah, let's keep it in this area or something like
but
that.
But luckily, there's enough people around recording it and saying it out loud. I got it all.
Yeah. Now, the problem that a lot of cops, when they, you know, when they were catching this, they were getting away with this, or even when they were getting filmed, I mean, we've seen cops choke people out. We've seen cops shoot people, and they've gotten away with it. This cop resigned.
Yeah,
and right after he resigned, his name is Arthur Williams, and right after he resigned, he, and this is from the New York Post, he was charged with assault in this video. The bigger issue here is that, you know, a lot of people, y'all don't understand, man. A lot of people want to come to the defense of cops all the time.
You know, they
have a hard job. This guy, yeah, he had a hard job, and maybe, yes, at the beginning of the video, we do see.
What was the catalyst?
Well, we see that this guy here, we do see that he kind of pushed the cop off of him right here, and he's in his face. But you know what? This is, cops are supposed to sign up knowing that they are going to be in situations like this.
Yeah.
They are trained, supposedly supposed to be trained to de-escalate, to not get caught up in their emotions, to defend themselves when they have to. Yeah, I know cops have a hard job. I know cops die. Cops sign up for that. But the people who get murdered by cops, they don't sign up for that.
Right, and that's just an ass whooping right there.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the dude, and the other guy could have just grabbed him. He just starts whooping his ass. That's all he's doing. Look, right there. That's an ass whooping right there.
And you're not defending yourself against somebody who's not fighting you back.
Right. And that was the big...
And you got a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was the big thing with this story here, is that the guy did not fight back. The moment the guy, maybe the cop had like pushed him against the wall and used some, you know, even if it was slightly excessive force. Some people might think, okay, well, he was intimidated. He had to calm this guy down. The guy was getting violent. But no, once you have a guy down, once you have the guy overpowered, you don't take advantage of your position and keep beating him like that.
That's like a club fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a fight, two guys getting a club over a girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does look like that.
It's a brawl. You know what I mean?
You know, at one point, he shouldn't have, I'll be honest, he shouldn't have done that little thing he did with the cop. Like, you know, that's just dumb. You don't do that.
No, you don't.
After that, he just starts.
But there's no excuse for
it. We don't hit a conversation to know what led up to that.
Oh,
but,
absolutely. You're right. That's true.
But yeah, there's, you know, equal amount of force, you know, that's returned for what you get. So this does not require you to punch me in the face.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, no, you were right. And my whole thing with cops is that, you know, it's this kind of behavior where they don't trust cops, even the good ones, because what's happening here is people are getting the feeling now that cops are not a fraternity. They're a gang.
Yeah.
You know, fraternities don't go around shooting people. You know, I've even heard stories, and it's coming out now, where there are things that are being brought to light in Los Angeles where cops have matching tattoos, and people are beginning to wonder, okay, what kind of underground brotherhood thing is this going on here?
Oh, man, that's been going on since the 50s, since they had that gangster squad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, and that's what they've said. I mean, you know, this has really been coming to light since the 70s, you know. You know, with stories coming out, but people have been like, "Yeah, this has been going on for a while."
Yeah, back in the '50s, with Mickey Cohen, where we laugh at the bad movie, but that really was a thing. Where they'd have those cop hit squads, where like, "Hey, you guys at night go out and just kill a bunch of these gangsters."
Yeah, yeah, you know, this worries me. I'm glad this guy is getting getting charged with assault here.
Had to be a black guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it doesn't matter to anybody.
No, I know, but black people think that way sometimes. I'm sorry. That's what my dad said, I think that's often
with things, but not in this situation.
No, I know.
I'm just thinking, for all of us who look at this, and this is what worries me about it. You know, this guy's getting charged with assault, but I wonder what would have happened had, again, this not been caught on camera. I just got through hearing a story from, I'm not going to say the person's name or anything, but I was listening to it's nobody I know. It's actually a very famous hip hop artist, but he was talking about how, you know, police always have the last word on something.
Oh, yeah.
And they can make up anything. This guy got a charge for when he was trying to bring him down. He said, you know, hands are flying everywhere. You know, not that I'm hitting them. It's just like I'm being thrown around and being put down, and, you know, my hand hits his arm, and all of a sudden he says I attacked him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's worrisome to see this kind of behavior, and then we see it and we know it's ugly, but again, it goes back to the police themselves need to stop seeing themselves as some sort of organization where we got to protect each other. Well, we gotta hide things. We gotta, you know.
Well, there's so many people. You said people who are quick to defend cops. They put them up on a pedestal and give them and pump up their heads that, like, yes, I'm up here and I can do whatever I want. I have this badge. I have this gun. I have the law on my side. There's nothing. Whatever I say goes. Yeah. How dare you buck up to that? Don't you know who I am? We have a good friend. You and I, he's been in here.
I know who you're talking about.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, you know the story I'm talking about?
I don't know the story, but I think I know the person that you're talking about.
Okay. So he's at his friend's house, but like went back to his hometown, just, you know, not too far from, actually on the way to Waco, hanging out with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're up late, it's 3 a.m, and he takes his dog out to the yard to do its business. And he goes to sit in his car while he's waiting because it's kind of cold. So cop rolls up on him. Say, hey, what's going on? I'm just out.
Oh,
here.
I do know the story.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where the cop says, you been drinking? It's like, no. Well, I want to do a breathalyzer. Why? I wasn't drinking. Oh, you refusing? Come on. You handcuffed him. Put him in the car. He's like, well, my dog, can I knock on the door and let my friends know my dog is out here? No.
Can't do that.
Well, can I call him? You can call him when you get to the station. Had him there for hours before he could call.
Yeah.
Parents worried. Nobody knew where he was, nothing. All he knew is that he went outside, and then he was just gone.
You know what?
And the lawyer told him, say, well, it's good you didn't take the breathalyzer because they would just found a way to use it against you. But, yeah, you need to just pay the fine and do the probation because here it's your word against the cops, and they always take the cops' side.
Actually, part of that story that you left out where this person, I think, messed up, they said they found him sleeping in his car.
Yeah.
And don't ever let a cop see you sleeping in your car.
Right.
There may be keys in there.
Yeah.
But he hadn't been drinking.
Yeah, he hadn't been drinking, but they said And I'm not saying the cop is right in this situation at all, at all.
But what, you're right, you're right.
But what happened, you don't fall asleep, but they asked him, will you come out and do the drunk test, do the walk and all that kind of stuff? And he refused to do all that. I was like, man, if you don't drink, just take the
but his lawyer told him that was good that he didn't do
no,
that.
Not it's the, actually no, good not that the breathalyzer. No.
No, it's good that he didn't even do that. Yeah. Trust me.
Really?
Yes.
Because I've had other friends who you know, did the test, passed it, and the cop was still like, yeah, but I feel like you've been drinking. So I'm telling you. Anyway.
But
like
if you haven't been drinking.
Dude, I'm telling you, my dad's been an attorney for 35 years. He said he'll challenge anybody over the age of 40 to take that test and pass it. Like, with all the stuff they make you do and do it, you know, all if you haven't taken dance or some shit like that.
Yeah.
They'll use it against you. They'll just go, no.
They'll find a way to use it.
Because I've gotten that test 5 times. They've told me to
do
it.
That's a shame.
But I've just been stopped in the middle of the night and cops have asked me because they're looking for drunk drivers.
All right.
I've had that. I've had that 5 times. And I get out and I say, yes, sir, I'll do it. I don't get me in trouble. And once I'm done, they say, all right.
Oh, sure.
You're obviously not the one. You're not the drunk that we're looking for. We're looking for the big fish. You know, so.
Not the drunk we're looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
But you were driving it, right?
I was driving.
Your boy was just in his car.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference.
And he was in a small town, a small,
right.
Very
but you were driving. He was
I know
just
which one you're talking about.
Yeah. But he was just sitting in his car, right?
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah,
but if you're sitting in your car, it's a different story.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. You know, they can always use their word against you.
Yeah.
This thing right here, it's not the root of the problem that they caught the guy. The root of the problem is not getting caught and figuring out how to have better policing over police.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
This right here should open up a dialogue about this should not be a thing where we got the guy. We're going to charge him with assault. Oh, see, we do arrest our own. It's like, nah, man, this happens more than you know.
It's always that, well, of course there's a few bad apples. Well, look, at least, hey, we got him off the street, so now everything's fine. It's like, he felt he could do that because it's rampant.
Look, I'm fair with cops. I've met a lot of good cops, and I will always commend a cop for doing a good job and doing what they're supposed to do. But you are always going to lend to the problem if everybody turns a blind eye to things that happen to organization.
Right.
Shit, cops ain't nothing but a gang that do community service. That's all it is. They go out and do some, you know what I'm saying? They got the right to fuck you up if they want to.
Yeah.
Fortunately, a lot of them go out and do good things too.
That's true.
If you think about it, like, not just the cop who does it, but the cops who see it and don't say anything. Or, you know, this is how you get this. This is how you get Harvey Weinstein. This is how you get all these priests who raped all these kids. You know, they came out with the list. It was 300 priests.
Yes. And 1,000 victims.
Yeah.
And some of them were boys and girls.
You know, of course.
Yeah. Think about this. Any other organization that would go around shooting people and getting away with murder, we look at that as the most ugly, violent thing, and it needs to be stopped. Any organization that went out there and raped 1,000 kids, we'd be like, why is this business still open?
Right.
You know? We got to stop looking at these things like they can't be touched because there's some higher authority. That's what happens with police, and that's what happens with churches.
Yeah.
Church's chicken, that is.
But you
there's
that.
Better chicken out there.
But here's my thing. You showed that picture with the cops there. The picture you had there?
This one?
Yeah, the boy with the lifesaver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering about to get him. I was like, what the fuck is that?
That's one of the dudes who was just like, man, I was about to hit him on the head with this. Like, you weren't going to do a goddamn thing, man. Yeah, you weren't going to do
Jackson
shit.
Sam Jackson over there.
Well, yeah. Well, his boy was about to draw on me.
Yeah.
Unless you about to go up there.
You know, he's like, help him up at the hospital. You know, I was going to do something, right?
Yeah.
Man, you weren't going to do shit.
Yeah, you know, you about to mop the floor. That's what you were going to do.
Yeah.
Well, I was getting mopped the floor with.
Well, I was at work, man. You know, I was holding coffee.
Yeah, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to stop being blind in this shit, man. The police, I can't question anything. You got to question everything they do.
But you know what bothers me the most about that is the partner just sitting there watching him just whip his ass, not even trying to stop him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had made even a motion like, come on, man, don't do this.
Like, hey, stop. No, just...
No, he's like that chick that's behind
him. Yeah, kick his ass, Fred.
But not even like, you know what? Like, even not even so like passionate about that. Just he was so indifferent to it.
That's
what gets me.
You know what?
Just so just.
I tell you why.
I guess this is happening.
I'll tell you why they were.
I'll make sure. I'll
tell you why they were indifferent because they have been doing that. They've been going around intimidating people for a long time. Yeah. They have a history of that,
sure.
And they say they both have been doing it.
So I'm sure. I know why. I just hate that it's. happening. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, well.
But yeah, it's, yeah, they should fire both of them.
Move on.
Let's all take cabs home. Still get asses whipped. Yeah.
I'll take a nap in my car first. So.
Yeah. With a lightsaber.
Yeah. On the happier things right here.
Yes.
Just don't put a smile on your face. Man jumps a fence at the zoo and spanks a hippo's ass.
Well, a man is facing trespassing charges after he got extra close to the hippos at the Los Angeles Zoo.
For some reason, he felt the need to smack one of the animals.
He felt the need to smack one of the animals.
The thing is, that wasn't even a joke. I know. That wasn't a pun.
He felt the need to smack one. You hear that? He looked like that hippo was his cousin. Smack one of the animals.
And look at him. Just know he's smooth.
Yeah.
You hear that? How I deliver that line? I've been trying to fuck her for years.
Our incident was captured on camera shared on Instagram. Oh, God, shows yeah, okay, man carefully now this is creeping up on that. The two hippos, 4-year-old Rosie and her mother Mara. The man then reaches out and slaps Rosie before quickly jumping out of the enclosure.
Ooh, look at that.
There it is.
That hippo looked at him like,
what kind of skill? That's amazing.
And look at that hippo right there. The hippo's like, I know you just did slap my dog on the ass. And the hippo's like, wait, what the fuck?
How's that broke ass LeBron James going to come down here and smack me on the ass?
Hey, he got away with it.
Yeah, he sure did. He sprinted. Look at that.
He's having
a statement about the incident saying, quote, "It is never acceptable for a guest to enter the habitat of any animal at the zoo. It's a privilege to observe these rare and endangered species and must be respected at all times. The LAPD is now investigating the situation because neither the hippos suffered injury."
Boy, black men love fat ass.
I know.
they willing to die for it, man. I mean, he was looking for the biggest ass in the zoo. And that's what he came across.
Now, what did you say to me? That's the time?
Yeah,
it got to be black.
It got to be black. Yeah.
That motherfucker just got through watching Madagascar and saying she got ass on her.
That's your figure right there.
Yeah, I got to get me some of that.
You see how he's smiling when he went there,
the hippo looked up like, what the hell?
Comes down here.
Considered animal cruelty.
He was smiling shit.
Just creeping. Creeped in there.
Nigga, don't you know I will kill you now?
Yeah, willing to die for that ass. Look at this.
Did you not see Jumanji?
Yeah. Look, watch this one hippo right here. This hippo don't even believe it because the hippo eating right now. Like, I know this nigga ain't gonna do this shit.
Why'd you sneak it up like that too?
Look, watch this hippo down here. And the hippo's like, what the fuck? Did this nigga just grab hippo ass? She's like, I'm not even mad. I'm just kind of confused right now.
And then and after that, he's.
Got his Spider-Man on. Look at that. Whee! And bragged about it, too. Yeah, what's up? In the club.
That nigga.
Wow. Wow. Jesus Christ. Now, that right there just lending to the stereotype.
I'm telling you, man. You're right, though. That's the time I should say that. You're right.
But also, I thought it was going to be that he got down in there. You're just reaching over and doing it.
Yeah, he did.
It's like,
really?
This is a news story? Look. Y'all interrupted everything else going on in the world to report on this?
It's a slow day there.
Well, you ain't lying.
So mad
they already reported on mayonnaise. So.
Another mayonnaise.
Man.
Look how he's creeping up. He didn't even go anywhere.
Yeah.
Later that day, he grabbed an elephant's dick. Elephant was like, what?
His bestialities.
Yeah. And now he's dead.
They just can't help it.
Yeah. Yo, man, I'm just going to keep this motherfucker at the zoo, man. Goddamn.
Get out of here.
Kiss an anteater. Give a giraffe a hickey.
Right. Suck a baboon's ass.
What'd you say? Gave a giraffe a hickey. Oh, that man put him some work that day. All right. Let's see here.
Taking nits out of gorillas.
That's what the chat had me laughing. They said, man, that's why we can't go nowhere.
Exactly. I'm telling you, man. You can't roll up all ghetto, too.
Getting his creep on. Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I'm going to get this ass.
He's stalking. Good hippo ass.
Like he's craving the honey.
Yeah, he's been there for hours.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. This is my time. Here we go. Push record.
Right.
Ain't nobody watching. Except these hippos.
Oh, you can go to his house. He probably got all kind of hippo porn on his computer.
Yeah, instead of having the heads of animals, it's just the asses. It's the ass.
She sounded like Jada Pinkett when I did it. Madagascar.
Well, the chat had me laughing. They're like, what the fuck?
I got jungle fever.
Leave the animals alone. Oh, that is true. That is why we can't go nowhere.
Yeah, hit and run.
Oh, let's see what we got here.
No sense.
Ain't got none. None at all.
God damn.
Oh.
I mean, is the way he walked up? That's what gets me. It's like you couldn't just walk. Yeah. Doom, 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 doom. Yeah, the doom, 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 doom.
Hey, Scoob. Pap.
Yeah.
Man.
I did it. Yeah. Get kicked out of the zoo again.
That hippo looked back at him like, God damn, leave a tip or something. Drop a dollar.
Buy me a drink.
Yeah. You might buy me a drink, yeah. You didn't bring snacks?
Yeah. No touching in the champagne room.
Oh, well. Let's see.
I wish that hippo would have just reached up and grabbed his ass.
Oh, yeah, they got all kinds
of... Yeah, they're some of the most dangerous animals in the zoo.
I'm telling you. Like that movie, what's that, Jurassic... No,
not sorry, Jurassic, but Congo.
No, the Jumanji one.
Yeah. Oh.
Where he eats Jack Black. It's like, I wish that shit would have happened. God damn.
Yeah, I was reading that book, and we're going about to do Stardust now, but I was reading... this is not a good book. It's not a good movie, but it's Congo. That's the first place I
Michael Crichton.
Michael Crichton. That's the first time I heard that hippos were like one of the most dangerous animals
around,
in the jungle.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they probably kill so many people just because they go like, oh, these hippos, they're so cute. I'm gonna swim with them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to play hungry hippos. Yeah, man.
You're right, not a good book, but yes.
They're territorial. They're extremely territorial, and that's what they say, tear boats up and
They tear all kinds of shit.
Eat people up, tear people up.
Well, they're omnivorous too, so they'll eat.
They are?
Oh, yeah.
There's a video where a lion tried to catch a gazelle, and the gazelle tried to take a shortcut and ended up in some mud and couldn't get out, and the hippo just kind of like, stay there.
Oh, God.
Hippo just started walking up like, all right, I don't have to rush. I can take my time. We'll be here all day.
And I'm already mad. The Negro slapping my ass. I'm going to go and get this.
Yeah. Stop thrashing. You're going to ruin the taste.
And that hippo, I think, ate that gazelle.
Yeah.
More like, yeah. What you think? More like, yeah.
Did you see the video?
That sounded what you were leading up to.
Yeah, more like, yeah, what the fuck?
Did you see the video?
No, I saw the thumbnail for the video. I don't like watching.
Oh, come on. You got that video.
No, I can't watch it, man. I don't like watching those things, man.
Hey, man, it's the animal kingdom. These things happen.
I know it is. That's why I don't want to watch it. Because sometimes I do side with hunters. Sometimes. Like, if an animal is old and on his way out or something, it's probably best that you took it out by a bullet instead of it being eaten alive by a tiger or something.
Never heard that rationale for hunting.
Okay.
You know, if the animal's just fucked up, just kill him. Fuck
just
it.
Put him out to misery, man. Because
some people might say that about us.
Right.
Cool. No, the difference is.
That black dude will be about 45. Shoot that motherfucker.
Yeah, put him out of this.
No, here's the difference,
he's black
though.
Black in America, Trump's president, kill him.
Here's the difference, though. No lion's going to sit up there and attack us and eat us alive, like eat our stomach while we still like, oh, God, just in this. Because that's what some animals do. The animals just still be alive. They're just like, how long is this shit going to take? You know what I mean?
So your argument is that we're weaker than...
Oh, somebody put it up, I think. I'm not going to watch it, but...
Oh, boy.
I think there's the picture of it right here where... Oh, yeah, that's the one. Where that gazelle looked like, I'm fucked.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
he is.
Ooh, yeah.
That's way too close.
Yeah.
Man, you may as well just play that shit. Now I kind of want to see. I know.
He looks like, oh, shit, what's his name? In Menace to Society, you know you fucked up, right? Bill Duke.
Oh, Bill Duke. Yeah, you know you fucked up, right?
Yeah.
You know you fucked up, right? You just fucked up. You know you just fucked up, right?
Yeah, and that gazelle's like, no, I was trying to. No, you fucked up. No, this ain't the line. No, you fucked up, right?
No, that was Loke Dog. No, you fucked up.
Hey, look at this. They say hippos don't care. Hippos think things to do. Wow. Hippos got places to be. Them lions just look at them. They're like,
God, it means nothing.
Yeah, these lions are trying to tear this hippo up, and this hippo's like, I don't feel shit. I'm going about my business. Good luck, y'all.
I'm getting back in the pool. I'm going after the pool. Fuck y'all.
Wait till I come back with my daddy.
Yeah, yeah. Hippo's like, one of us going to get tired. It ain't going to be me. I love this back here. He don't know where to grab. Look at, he's like, shit.
I like one that just jumps on the back and jumps off again.
Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck this shit. Y'all didn't tell me this was going on.
Yeah, he should do.
Yeah. He was like, fuck it.
Yeah. This one over here just confused. He's like, here, right here, this spot, no, that, right here, no, I'm fucked.
This is going for it there, though.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Man, the jungle is...
It's a jungle out there.
It's got the fever.
That's the only time I thought, like, yeah, when I hear about how some animals die, I'm like, yeah, maybe they need to go quick. Maybe that's the only time I say, yeah, if you want a trophy hunt, get some motherfucker that wants to go.
That's already in the tar pit.
Yeah, that one that's already in the tar pit, the one that's like...
That's being eaten.
Yeah, the one that's like hobbling on just two legs, back legs don't work, and it's just kind of like, come on, man. Dude, please.
And shoot me already.
And then the hunter's going to be like, well, that's not very sporting.
Yeah, that's too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so.
Let's see here. And I hate hunters, son.
Like Donald Trump's son, that big game hunter.
Well, I don't hate hunters. I hate the ones, like I said, the ones that just hunt just to prove that they're man.
Like Donald Trump's son.
Yeah.
Like big game hunting, all that stuff.
Like, you know.
Getting lion heads and all that.
You really want to prove you a man. You ain't a man if you track down something and shot it behind a bush.
Right, 100 yards away.
Yeah, use a bow.
And a blind.
And yeah, all yeah.
Yeah, use a bow and arrow or something, yeah.
Or,
not know, a big old fucking elephant.
You want to impress me, yeah.
Or put some claws on, get in the ring with a lion. See how long it goes.
Right. Or you put some brass knuckles on and get into a fight with a man.
That's what I've always said. I told him, I was like, yeah, you know, you scared to fight another dude. Fight another guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, get in the ring, that proves you a man.
That's right. That turkey neck motherfucker going to do that.
Yeah. Hiding and shit. That's a cowardly
like a bitch.
Shit. Yeah.
He's hiding the shit.
I mean, if you hunting for food or something like that.
Yeah, food.
Yeah, you know, if you just hunting to put something on your wall.
Yeah, you want some head, talk to your wife.
Yeah, shit, I want to put these motherfuckers' head on my wall sometime.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, let me see here. We're going to do Stardust, and then we're going to be out of here. Let me see what we got. Let's see. I got to pull up the trailer for it, because we are talking about Slender Man. And
Slender Man.
Yeah, I gotta watch y'all's review on that.
Yeah,
mostly his. I didn't see it.
Oh, well, I know how you.
Mars like I ain't seen that shit.
Well, I know how you thought about the video game. So,
I used to love Slender Man. I thought Slender Man was a cool concept. The video game scared the shit out of me.
Was there another movie? This is
no.
The first one.
Well, the movie besides the documentary? No.
Oh, a documentary. Okay.
And,
I'm talking about the video game.
Yeah, the video
years
game.
Ago, years ago.
Yeah, right.
You talked about it.
So here's the. Here's the deal, yo. I saw Slender Man, and I've always loved the property. I always thought that there was so much potential for this to be a scary franchise.
Some of the cops ask you. They wanted to know if she ever talked about running away. Check this out. Here is the last site she visited. Slender Man.
Hey, shit. And,
that's always creeped you out, too.
No, Slender Man was always creepy, man. That's, you know, the whole thing with this guy just hanging out in the woods, like I said, just photobombing in the scariest way. It really is a creepy concept. And a modern concept that even works better with the technology the kids have grown up with. So how did they fuck this up so bad? You know, I tried to be nice. I tried to actually come in and show this movie some kindness. I tried to give it.
You really did try.
I really did.
You tried hard. I'm surprised you didn't get a hernia.
And the more I know, man, bending over backwards and probably break my back, man. Yeah. You know, this is who's to say I didn't get one? But I finally talked myself into giving this some bullshit, and then I didn't feel so bad when I got home because I didn't really look at a lot of reviews. I knew people weren't going to like it. I already saw the score for it on Rotten Tomatoes. It was low. But then I started reading reviews from people, and they were like, yeah, I hated this shit too. It's a bad movie. There's a little redeeming value to what they did, how they messed up this concept. And I thought, well, it's good to know I'm not the only one. That's kind of why I was trying to be easy on it. I thought, well, maybe the kids will like it. But it looks like the kids don't like it either. But if we go to Stardust, maybe, just perhaps, there is that one person that says, Slender Man, well, he's all right. He good with
he's
me.
He's all right with me.
Yeah, y'all don't understand my man like I do. Well,
with his fat ass.
With his fat Slender with a fat ass. And let's go into Stardust and see if that person truly does exist. But before we do, let's tell you about Stardust. Stardust, that's an app that you can get from the App Store or from Google Play. Get it for your Android. Get it for your iPhone. But get it through our link, stardust.app.link/DoubleToasted. And always, always tag us at DoubleToasted. And when you get the app, what do I do with it? I got an Alcoin. What the hell do you want me to do with this? Well, there's a little button on there. Because you like movies. You like TV shows. You might even be crazy about trailers like we are. And the app will allow you to press a button, give you 30 seconds to go out there and tell the world how you feel about something. You want to tell people about the joys of these things that you saw, or warn them about how bad it is. Well, do that for 30 seconds and put it out there, and you two are internet influencers. So let's go ahead and get into our first review, our reaction to Slender Man. Oh, they tagged us at Double Toasted. Needs more. What does it say? Needs more concrete giraffes. And this is from Spiff Dicko.
Is that your porn name?
Wonder how you smoke that. but said here, which is my porn name.
Yeah, Spiff Dicko.
Spiff Dicko on the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my man here.
Yeah, number 7.
Spiff Dicko is not very satisfied. This does not arouse him too much, this movie right here. Gave it 2 stars.
I am heavily disappointed by the lack of concrete drafts in this movie that I was promised 8 years ago. In other words, I expected Slender Man to be a lot worse, and when he is on screen, and when it does get to those moments, it really does get effective, but other than that, it's pretty much just the same old BS you've seen before. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit well-made in some places, but not for the rest of it. It's meh.
I'm gonna tell you, this dude's reaction is scarier than this movie.
Right. Because it's so dark, but it's the white of his eyes and his teeth almost glow.
I don't know.
Y'all call me Dr. T. Ain't about that better bitch.
Don't worry about Slender Man. Imagine his ass out in the woods right now. And it's, you know what? And he really, I don't know if he planned this, but it really did get kind of scary. If you notice, it looked like in the background while he was talking, Slender Man was like, look in the background up here. You talking shit?
Oh.
You
know?
Up in the left corner right there. But
now Slenderman's waiting for a ride from him. He's like, you supposed to pick me up.
Yeah, you my Uber?
Nah, man. He hit it right there. Like I did say this in my review, that when they do manage to put Slenderman on screen in the effective way, not up close where you can see how phony it looks, when they put him in the background, when they blend him in with the woods, that's when it gets scary. Like this one little scene right here, like that. That's creepy, man.
Yes,
they really could have pushed that a little bit more. Let's go ahead and see what we have here. Cody Curtis, Cody Curtis. He get 1 star.
One.
He is not happy.
Wow! How amazing is it, guys? How amazing is it? On Slender Man, I thought there was more I could get from this movie. I thought it could have been better on the second viewing. Guess what? It did the exact opposite. This is quite possibly the worst film I've seen all year. It has almost every single horror cliche you can imagine. I hated Slender Man. How could a second viewing be worse? How?
Because not enough cocaine in it.
Yeah. God damn. Damn, bro. Why you go see it a second time?
Yeah, you did that to yourself.
Yeah, be mad at you.
Yeah, shit. Send the man gun to your head. You going to see this shit a second time. But
it's like he's been driven insane. Like that boom operator has been trapped there for 2 years.
Be funny, Slender Man was holding that shit. But that, see, just like I... And that's the truest thing that you can probably get from this with Slender Man. Like, the more you talk about Slender Man, the crazier it makes you. Because...
No shit.
Like this guy, I do believe he's driven insane. Because I told you, I gave this a rental. The more I talked about it, the more I just drove myself into giving this some old bullshit. It was making me crazy.
About it the first time, I was like, how is this not some old bullshit from everything you're saying? You just have to hear the words yourself.
Yeah, the more...
What you said it.
The more I said, the more I talked about it, I was like, I really am losing my fucking mind if I'm letting this have a rental. Get out of here with that. What is this? Kamikaze. He gave it, a little better than we had. Another 2-star review.
I don't think the filmmakers fully realized what made the original Slender Man lore so scary. When he was just obscured in the background and he just blended in with the trees. And then you notice his figure and your heart just turns to stone. This movie, Kish, was more focused on turning him into this, like, CGI alien creature. Besides that, I mean, there were some creepy moments and some disturbing imagery. But it's also kind of just unoriginal and full of cliches and repetitive moments. Not exactly what I was expecting from a Slender Man movie.
He hit it.
Wow.
That's a great review.
Yeah, it sounds like he was concise. He said, pretty much, what I'm getting is that this is full of cliches. That's what everybody's saying.
But you know what he did say that really stood out from everybody else? He had a great idea for this, man, and I didn't even think about it myself. He said that if you just kind of keep Slender Man in the background, always in the shadows, and then at the end of the movie, that's when he comes out.
Sure.
Because that is how the game is played.
Right. Ah. That's what Slender Man is, right? Like he's always somewhere else, and then all of a sudden it's like he runs up on you.
Yeah.
I've never played it really, but I'm asking.
Because with Slender Man, that's why the game was so good. Because with in the game, you would see Slender Man in the background, you would and then he would just pop up.
Right,
and sometimes just pop up closer and closer, and then at some point, while you're walking,
that's scary.
You know that happens.
Fuck!
If they had kept, that's why Slender Man is so frightening. If they had kept that,
yeah,
they would have had the spirit of the game down. So good job, my man. You know that was a great idea.
Disturbing imagery.
You know he's and he's like, I know.
Here I am, Slender Man.
And we have another 1-star review. Dang, Sammy said they would be bad.
So the best of the best is 2 stars.
It's 2, man. Yeah, it really is a bad movie.
Damn.
This is Dane Valet.
Ooh. Hey, can I have a good horror movie now, please? Please? This movie was ass. Complete ass. The lighting in this movie was terrible. The characters are fucking idiots, like probably the worst. And everything in this movie is so uninspired. It's everything you've seen before, this and that. You've seen it in other horror movies. It's just a cheaper version of it. And it always went back and forth on 2 of the main characters. They can't pick one. Fuck it. Just fucking pick one. I hate this movie. Fuck it.
Okay, wow. So, I like his passion.
I was going to say, so tall ass Peter Dinklage. Right. With Nicolas Cage toupee on. Like.
Is he tall, though? We don't know.
We're assuming. This movie does seem to be driving everyone insane.
Yeah, it is, man. It's frustration. Well, that's one thing we've noticed. Like, everybody's losing their shit, so maybe Tinder Man does have a grip on people. Yeah.
I didn't realize how popular that game was. I know it's popular, but damn.
Well, it was. And a lot of people are saying, why didn't it come out back in the day? Because I'll tell you why.
How old is it?
It's about 7 years, 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Is it only on computer?
At the height of its popularity.
Is it only on computer?
To play the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
PlayStation or no?
They might, because they have the Slender the Arrival, and they have some other games. So you might be able to download something for your PS4 from our Xbox from the downloadable store.
Okay.
But I played this on my laptop, and it's a frightening experience with that. But yeah, man, you know, this came out like 7-8 years ago, and the reason why it wasn't done at that time is because I can tell you the studios they didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. They didn't even know what it was.
Yeah,
you know, this is studios now just getting something like this and trying to make it popular again, and they could have because it's no longer at the height of its popularity.
Right.
But that's okay because if you make a scary movie, then you've done. It doesn't matter how old it is, and Slender Man is still a staple of our culture. It's just at the time this was amongst the video game nerds and also the people, the online kids who were reading creepypastas and things like that. So you know, the producers didn't know anything about this shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, as you can see here, Slender Man drove people crazy, but not in the way he usually wants.
Man made Peter Dinklage grow some feet.
Yeah, Slender Man getting mad. Like, damn, let me pop up before you start driving these motherfuckers crazy first. But there you go, people. And that is our Stardust for tonight. And as I said, please get the app for your iPhone, for your Android. And a big fuck you from my man right here, Dane Valet. And get it through our link, stardust.app.link/doubletoasted. All right. Know that we have to get out of here because it's late, but I'm going to see if there's a couple of emails. Really, just two. When I say a couple, I mean two. And then that is it. Let me see here. I saw this. Good cop, black cop, people story. This is a short video of an off-duty cop who saved a black baby's life. Hey, like I said, don't...
Yeah, it happens.
It happens more often than bad cop stuff that we see. You know, I'm not complaining about cops. I'm complaining about the bad cops first of all, and the cops who see this as some sort of again fraternity to where they have to protect each other no matter what goes down.
Right.
Oh, let's see, Kenneth Tang. I was thinking if you guys plan on doing a music show or segment anytime soon. This is from Ken Tang. He says, suggestions. Fans could send you recommendations with a brief description about the artist music, and you guys would review it on the spot. I always found fan engagement on the show always fun in the early DT days, and reviewing music is unique as critiquing movie trailers. Right. You know what? I have wanted to do a music show for a while, and I just don't know what the opportunity is for it. I will say that I don't know as much. For one, I'm a little older, and two, since streaming music, I just don't keep up with people and artists and things as much as I used to. I hear songs, and that's it. You know, and yeah. I every now and then I'll pop up and listen to some artist that is really making news, like Travis Scott is a hip hop artist who has a new album out, where Stevie Wonder did some stuff on there.
And
some other favorite artists that I have, like Tame Impala and stuff like that. And I listen to it, that made news, you know. So I was like, okay, this is, I don't want to listen to it. But man, I get recommendations from Spotify, from Pandora and whatnot. You like music? How about you, man? You keeping up with anything today?
I'm not, man. I'm old school, you know that.
Yeah, so, and you know, and the thing is, a music show.
I'm showing my age, but that's all there is to it. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. And the thing is, I like music. I'm not. Once I get too old to listen to something, if that ever happens, I'll admit I'm not into it anymore. But I still really engage with music, but just not in the way I did before. But the good thing about that is that doing a music show would get me back into keeping up with music like I used to. So I don't know. We'll see. It's a good idea. I'll see if we can make it happen. Oh, let me see what else here. Who is this? Help me help you.
Oh boy. Jeremy Wire.
Here we go. Hey Corey, I'm interested in filling the void left by your latest intern's departure. However, before I can even begin the process, my school needs the following info from you. Okay, we'll talk about that. Well, then that's from Tyrell.
Oh, Tyrell.
Tyrell.
Okay, baby. Tyrell. Down the street.
Down the street.
You like strawberries and scrimp cocktails?
And sausages.
Yeah, you remember that from, what movie was that from?
Oh,
he said that shit all the time, man.
Oh,
I have some...
Juwan, man.
Was that it? I had some scrimp.
Yeah,
and some strawberries.
Strawberries and scrimp cocktail. Mm-hmm. And some filet mignon. You know, I can eat those bacon around it. Filet mignon. How do you like it? How do you like it?
That's what he did. I've never seen it before. I'm just,
oh.
Movie's horrible. But it's guilty. Tommy Davis and fun.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let me see.
Like, I watched Friday, the third Friday, I'm like, because it is so goddamn
right. But
black,
I like the third one better than the second one.
Yeah,
the third one's better than the second one, but the third one is a lot of black foolishness. And I had, like I said, I got to close the blinds, black out the windows, make sure nobody can hear me.
And this
put a mattress up against the door.
This is Josh Lane right here. Josh Lane says, "Hey gang, I'm sure you've heard of the most recent movie pass blunder of undoing cancellations. Anyway, if not, I hope you aren't caught up in this. I'm a tad bit upset since the account I canceled on the 4th of this month magically reactivated. Anyway, love the show and thanks for reading." You know what? I just heard about this today, and I'm still paying for movie pass. Thing with movie pass is sending people to movies that aren't movies that everybody wants to see. You know? I put this nicely, yeah.
You can go see Gone with the Wind.
Or Top Dog. Or Drop Dead Fred.
Or you can catch one of these 10 showings of Slender Man.
Streetcar Named Desire Part 2. I didn't know this existed. What the fuck?
Drop Dead Fred.
That's what they did on Sunday. They showed... Ten screenings of Slender Man.
And one of Mission Impossible.
And one Mission Impossible. After it's been out for 3 weeks.
At 3:17 p.m.
No, 9:30.
Oh, I ain't that bad a bitch.
A.M. No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say.
No, man. Damn. I heard about them doing that. I don't know. I really thought.
Yeah, I was reading about it. Yeah, so it's something where you went to cancel and then they pulled an okie doke on you with now if you really canceled, press this button to continue. Oh, okay. Oh, you continuing your subscription? Okay, then. Wait, whoa, that's no. It was one of those things.
That's fucked
where
up.
It says to continue, press this button, and you figure like, okay, well, once I do this, this confirms my cancellation. No, that actually was to continue your subscription. So
hey, you said okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't that some shit?
Yes, it this is.
You didn't scroll down where it said okay, no.
right.
They won't even know. It's like, are you sure? Yeah. Almost there.
Almost there.
Why don't you sleep on it?
Yes or yes.
Because I read about that, and I went to the website to like see if is mine still active because I canceled it, and there's nothing to show me, you know, no login or nothing.
Man, you know that's like you canceling and MoviePass coming back and just saying no,
right?
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't mean that.
You don't mean this.
You in this for life, goddamn it.
Yeah, they might as well be a stalker, bitch. You will never leave me.
Like you're in a mafia or some shit.
This is
what if we're the neighbor? You don't retire, motherfucker.
This is the thing with this is that this is a business that has been getting bad press, so much bad press. Why would you continue to do this to you? They must be going out. They must know they're gonna die.
Exactly.
You know what? We're gonna go out fucking with people.
We gonna get their last $10.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all want to get rid of us. Ain't going to be that easy.
You know we sir, don't you feel like this is unethical? Do you want to get paid?
Yeah.
Because we ain't making payroll otherwise. Right. So.
We're
going to be here for a few more weeks.
MoviePass says they've already got a ton of bad press, which has led to what has been going on with their situation right now. And it's not that. And it's not that this is something where they just took big risk. No, it turns out that your plan was just kind of stupid.
Right.
You know, and there are other people out there who are doing what MoviePass is doing. They're looking at them and like, wow, man, you really were dumb. You know, this was – you gave all these movies out for free. You know, we're just giving like 3 movies a week, and we are still able to stay in business. MoviePass. What happened with them? They put no caps on what they were doing.
Right.
They just said, you know, they pretty much just said, you know what, I'm gonna just leave the keys right here.
Don't even bother filling up the gas when you bring it back.
Yeah. You know, there's stuff in the house if you want it.
Food knives box.
Yeah. Take all you want.
I love the thought of. No, bitch, you ain't canceled. You uncanceled, motherfucker. And you better take these goddamn tickets and go see Slender Man 3 times.
Yeah, you know, they...
We doing this.
I don't understand. The guy that came in and changed that plan all around was a guy that worked at Netflix.
Right.
That's right. Yeah,
and you figure that working at Netflix and the business model that he was able to help with over there, he'd be a lot more competent coming in here and doing this. But from the very beginning, people were saying this plan is too good to be true. But everybody was like me. They wanted to have it, which is still serving my purpose. I ain't losing nothing from it. But the other thing is that people thought, you know what? This is so stupid that they must know what they're doing.
Well, you think about when Netflix came on the scene, it felt that like a similar deal. Because it was, hey, no late fees. You borrow a movie, keep it as long as you want.
Yeah. Like, that sounds like
right.
Wow.
Wait, really? Because I just had to pay $200 in late fees to Blockbuster, and you charging me nothing? How are you staying in business? Hey, don't worry about it. And somehow they were doing it.
Yeah. No, that. I'd like to know how they were doing that, because here, I don't get it. Because there's other models out there. There's been models out there that were kind of doing things comparable to MovePass.
Well, with Netflix, it was like the whole thing about that was you want something new.
Yeah. What it came down to is that because DVDs were a new technology.
Right.
And they figured out that, like, wait, if we remove them from the case, they are super cheap to ship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was what propelled them.
And also it was so cheap that people wanted the next one.
Yeah. And then they went to Blockbuster and said, like, hey, you guys want to buy this from us? And Blockbuster was like, nah. We good.
We got this. We got this.
Yeah. So
we got this cardboard box.
I just don't get it, man. The only thing I can think of is that they are on their way out and they just don't care.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
They're on their way out and they're just kind of like, well, we know we're dying. We're just going to fuck with people before we die.
They're going to like Nino Brown, baby.
Or they just made a dumb move, because that happens too. You know, you're running something like that and you got 45 decisions you got to make that one day. And some of you say yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. I guess that sounds good. Okay, yes.
And the other thing is that some of these cancellations might be because of bad technology that's in place. I don't know if they really are doing that because that's grounds for a lawsuit, unless they really are that dumb. I mean, what?
But it's not grounds for a lawsuit.
Is it not?
No, because anytime you sign in the terms and conditions of privacy.
Come up here and say that. So I can get. I can get a smart TJ up here and get the Nation of Islam.
No, I was saying that, I mean, they just like anywhere ask you to sign your terms and conditions and your private policy, you should read anything you do before you press a button. Whether or not it's hidden, whether or not it's anything in there, you're supposed to read it. It's like it's like signing a lease contract and you get a fee in there. You're almost shit out of luck if you don't read that lease.
But are they saying in that contract, fine detail, are they saying that, yes, we have the right to resubscribe you if you quit?
No, what's happening is, because I read the article earlier today, what's actually happening is what they're saying what's actually happening and kind of the changes that are enacting. And then technically that the way that they're wording it, when you say yes to continue, you're going on to continue your subscription. And the way that they tell you that you can cancel or how the cancellation is, you have to dance around to get to that information, just like you had to.
Mm-hmm.
However, the actual wording and the way that they're putting it together is competent, and there is another button you can press to dodge that. Really, the only reason why it's happening to some individuals is people who have canceled are opening up their apps to check whether or not they canceled or to do something else, and that's why it's happening to them, because it's not happening to you because you already have your subscription.
But I already have my subscription.
Yeah, he's not trying to cancel.
I'm not trying to cancel.
But it's not to the people who – I don't think it's to the people who are trying to cancel. It's to the people who already canceled.
Right, and that's the thing, because I can't get on it from the website, because I want to go from the website to see, like, make sure like that I am canceled. And the website is there's hardly anything on it. You can't get to it. So the only thing I can think is if I go to the app. But then I read the article saying if I go to that app to check to make sure I'm canceled.
Yeah, then it signs up for another month.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. I still – and again, I'm talking out my ass. I'm not a lawyer and you read this article. But there is something shady that they can be held accountable for.
I mean,
that will result in some kind of lawsuit, because somebody somewhere is going to bring something down on them.
It depends on the wording. It depends on a lot of
it could be things. Shady business practices.
A class action.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah.
But at the same notion, it depends on the amount of people it happens to. There's a lot that goes into it, but I always treat it as though – not enough people read the fine print. Not enough people take the time to actually understand what you're signing yourself up to and what you can get yourself liable to. And you have to.
You know what? Just go see Slender Man and keep the movie pass. You know, sound like it's easier to do that.
I never signed up for MoviePass because I always felt that the business model had too many flaws in it. It never made sense. It was too good
to
be true. It was too good to be true from the get-go, and the finances behind it have never clicked. And it's stupid why they don't break it down into multiple different business models that offer those outs and offer those ways for consumers to keep on coming in to make that money back.
I always figured it was a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah,
it's not
a Ponzi scheme.
No, but just the way it sounded, that whole like
you mean conceptually, right?
$10 and you get to see a movie a day?
It's not a Ponzi scheme, because somebody, that would mean that
right, they're know, taking money from
taking
one
money, right, yeah, yeah, because yeah. It was it wasn't a Ponzi scheme. It was a bad business.
Bad business.
Yeah, that's,
but, I mean, the main difference, if you want to use the, you know, the biggest one, Netflix. The main difference between them and MoviePass is that when Netflix entered the game, even if you want to use it strictly on DVDs, when you buy, first of all, they buy in bulk. That way they're able to buy anything new and they'll get it at a discounted rate. And on top of that, they're able to ship for a cheap price.
Yeah.
And people would keep on going back and forth to deliver those DVDs there and forward. But you're only getting one DVD. You're okay. Only getting one. And you'd have to pay more to get two.
Okay.
And then when you go from MoviePass, you have the people like you. Mm-hmm. Martin, oh, Billy, you're smart enough not to get it.
bitch, the hell with you.
No, I'm joking.
No, he's not joking.
I got it because he told me to.
I know.
I still get my money's worth out of it.
But you do get your money's worth out of it. But you don't go to see – because you have screeners and you have other things. You're the Diegos of the world who are going in multiple times to watch the same movie over and over again. That's derailing the business model. The moment they said that you can watch unlimited movies, a movie a day – shit, that's you're spending $9 a month to watch a movie a day. A ticket costs $12. That's $12 times seven. That's 12 times seven. What? 84?
Yeah.
That's $84 that you're losing out on every single week that a movie theater is losing out on. And on top of that, a movie theater already has the problem that they don't even make money off tickets.
Well, you know what they were thinking. What they were thinking was that they would bring people in with the deal, and they would bring so many people in. Except they got too many people in to be sustainable, because it was almost like putting the cart before the horse. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, we're going to start getting people in, and while people come in, we're going to start making deals off not of the tickets, but of the concession, because they make a lot of money through concession. That's how theaters make their money. Mm-hmm. So theaters thought that once they were driving people to the theaters and driving people to the concession, they were going to get a piece of the concession. And theaters didn't like MoviePass anyway, so they played hardball and they said, "Fuck you! You ain't getting no popcorn money," you know. And because it was bad planning, because the theaters wouldn't play ball with them. Plus, the theaters were always planning to boost up their own version of MoviePass. That what they were planning on didn't happen. Basically,
I mean, I like the idea behind it. I think AMC's model makes just more sense. I think that I remember that Will made a post about it, but I would have gone with the much more reasonable route of maybe adding in-app ads if you want to pay a cheaper rate, or if you want to pay the higher rate, go with the $20 and still keep, limit it to those three movies. That way you're not opening up yourself to worse or means.
Well, there you go. TJ is taking over MoviePass. He's actually going to build his company up.
I ain't investing in that dumbass shit.
He's turning the whole company around. Thank you, TJ.
No,
I appreciate it. Oh, let me help you up there. You hear that? Oh, no problem. All right, everybody, we're out of here. Thank you, TJ. I appreciate that. And let me see here. As I said, subscribe. Go to doubletoaster.com and help keep these shows going. Go over to dtmerch.com. Keep us going over there. Get yourself something nice. Represent. And don't forget that now that you're a member of the site, now that you got your shirt and you're representing as a proud toasty, come see us in August. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm so used to having it in August. October.
It's
a fool. It is August. Come see us in October for the Halloween Double Toasted 4th Anniversary Weekend Celebration. And that is it, y'all. Thank you, Billy.
You're welcome. It's like I just brought something in today. Here you go, man. Thanks, Billy.
Thank you, Billy.
Enjoy your sandwich.
Yes.
With mayonnaise on
it? With mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you there for your input, TJ. Thank you, Sammy, for the help today. And thank you there, Ken Voorhees. My wife told me to tell you, if you came in here, to thank you personally for the gift that you gave us at the party. Well, all of them, but she really loves that picture you did, too, and the books. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, he's such a generous man over there.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. And, of course, guest starring Martin Thomas as the Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddums right there. Oh.
Not like Gomez. Just Cat Daddy, man.
Just Cat Daddy. And everybody, we'll be back with more Double Toasted after these messages. Oh, but until we get back, remember, you can reach us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. Email us. Ain't got questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, would you like to join us on the show? Too late, we're done. But we got the movie Batman coming up tomorrow. What are we talking about tomorrow?
Ooh, Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Mile 22.
Mile 22.
And I don't know if you want to talk about Alpha.
Since you saw it, we'll talk about it. Got a big show for you tomorrow, so please come on through and check it out. Oh. Also, you can find us on Twitter at KCoolMan, on Instagram at Double Toasted Fan Page. Also, Facebook, type in Double Toasted. Want some proper time with me? Type in Corey.Coleman.5. I'm too busy out there getting radical. if I'm too busy being the token black guy on a 90s sitcom. Mr. Thomas, can you help me?
Yeah, I can help you if you find me on Twitter or Instagram at Martin_NLPro. Look for Martin Thomas on Facebook, and if you're on Facebook, you should join our group, The Children of the Toast. If you're on Facebook, you might even find Mr. Billy Brooks.
Yeah, Facebook, Billy Brooks at Facebook.com, and Will Brooks at Hotmail.com. I still can't remember my Instagram. I promise next week I will.
How'd y'all sink so low? Like, it was a camera was on y'all. But there you go.
I was just like sitting like this. I'm tired, man. Shit, is it 1 in the morning now?
No, it's 12:54. Oh, okay. Also, come over here to the world famous Double Toast Studios now with two thank ass couches. Email us at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let us know if you're going to be in Austin. Come see the show. And that is it, everybody. All right. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you listen to or watching this, goodbye and stay toasty.